KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine because we've got podcasts all week, but this program comes to you via radio or via podcast if you listen to it later. 877-726-8255 is our number. And folks, you're going to have to help me out a little bit today because I'm a little jet-lagged having returned from an annual summit of the American Nutrition Association in San Diego. We got in late last night. Of course, we broadcast from Manhattan, New York City. And so I'm a little discombobulated. So your phone calls will be appreciated to move the show along. You're part of every week's broadcast, 877-726-8255. And yet I'm tremendously excited to be here and share some of the fascinating presentations that I heard at the American Nutrition Association, the theme of which was the impact of nutrition on mental health. And that is an incredibly important area because there is an explosion of information about how diet impacts the psychiatric field, and whether it's childhood maladies, which are skyrocketing, autism, attention deficit disorder, Tourette syndrome, childhood bipolar disorder, something virtually unheard of until recently, or middle life disorders, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression, schizophrenia, and then adult bipolar disease. And then the other end of the spectrum, there's dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So these are conditions that are treated with either psychotherapy or pharmaceutical drugs, and without that much success. I mean, yeah, look, some people get a slam dunk response to psychiatric medication. They are essentially cured. They're made functional. They feel whole. But that's a bit of a moonshot for people with psychiatric disorders. Mostly these therapies are ameliorative. They don't cure those conditions. And I'm not saying that there's no place for pharmaceutical drugs, talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, phobia treatment, all these things are very, very important, but they have not achieved a true breakthrough in vanquishing psychiatric problems. And so we need nutrition as a component of that. And in the next few weeks and months, I'm going to be rolling out a series of guests who are going to be talking about the relationship between diet and the brain and our mental well-being. At this conference, presenter after presenter laid out a stark fact, which is that it's undeniable we're in the midst of a mental health crisis. I mean, look at the headlines. Look around. You know, look at what's happening to people. In addition to formally diagnosed psychiatric conditions, which are definitely on the upswing, major upticks, the statistics are horrible, we're increasingly angry and impulsive, and that's reflected in crime statistics, our political discourse, of course, and raucous social media. If you want to see evidence of that, put a hazmat suit on and go on Twitter or go on TikTok or even Facebook. And so much of this is fueled by societal factors. You know, we've got more and more screen time, and we've got declining values, and we've got the influence of alcohol and drugs and the pervasiveness of pot, for example. But it's arguable that poor diets play a significant role in this epidemic of mental disorders. We've got ultra-processed foods that are laden with sugar and refined seed oils, chemical additives and carby snacks that are virtually bereft of nutrients critical for brain health. They're all pro-inflammatory. And studies have now confirmed that inflammation impairs decision-making and heightens impulsivity. And so when it comes to food selection and consumption, what does impulsivity lead to? Well, it leads to disordered eating, poor choices, and addictive behaviors. And that perpetuates a vicious cycle towards progressive mental impairment. You know, you eat the stuff that inflames your brain, that makes you lose.
You're listening to KCR Shasta Redding. We will be taking a pause in normal programming and will return in 15 minutes. Thank you.
That obesity, we can actually look into the brain, see how it different parts of the brain light up. Obesity in and of itself is associated with brain changes. And given the high percentage of Westerners who now meet the criteria for excess weight, it's small wonder that we're seeing a plethora of psychiatric disorders as well as accelerated progression to dementia. But you don't have to be obese to be suffering.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. Our number, we invite your phone calls. That number, by the way, is available to you 24-7, 365, and we encourage you to call even when we're not in the air and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Question. My neurologist has done some blood work, and just curious your opinion. The B12 blood rate that I have is above high normal. It's 1848. Just wanted your opinion if I should be concerned, and what do I do to get this down? This is the first time my B12 has been high. I have stopped taking B12 supplements a while ago, about 6 months ago, thinking that it would be low, thinking that I would need it at my age, which is 73, 74.
Okay. So, this is a common question because they give you ranges of normal for B12. And I think, commonly the ranges are 180 or 200 as the low end and 1200 as the high end, and you're above normal. And unlike other things, like cholesterol, for example, too high B12 is normally not a problem. It's more on the low end where we start to have concerns. And actually, I think the standards for low B12 are too lenient. I think that people who have a B12 of 300 or 350 might need to pay more attention to B12 intake, either via their diets, because vegan diets are notorious low in B12, or take some supplements. And also there's a question of something called intrinsic factor, which helps you absorb B12. People with pernicious anemia, they can't absorb the B12 adequately. I used to say, I used to pose the analogy like, okay, what if we look at the net worth of Bill Gates. You know, it is abnormally high, but that's not a problem. That's not an abnormality that we need to address. In fact, it's a good thing, right? When it comes to B12, there's been some speculation that high levels of B12 can be linked in unclear ways with some health risks. And I've looked at some of the literature, and for the most part, I would tell patients, don't worry about it. If you're otherwise healthy, there's not a problem. I think in certain liver disorders, sometimes B12 gets extraordinarily high. There was a kind of an alarmist article in the New York Times saying that, watch out for high B12 because in one study, high B12 was associated with increased mortality. The implication being like, don't take your B12 because B12 might kill you. No, that's not the case. In fact, alleviating B12 deficiency is very important for so many people. And even taking B12 shots, which send your B12 into the stratosphere, that has really been associated with helping people with energy. But, you know, I think it's prudent for you to stop taking the B12 for a while. See if the B12 levels go down. Make sure that there's not a lot of B12 in your multi, because that may be a source of B12. And see what happens when you just absorb B12 from food. See if you remain in a normal range. Generally, not a problem, I would reassure you. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, while we're talking about diet for mental disorders, there is a suite of supplements that can address stress and mood. And that's why I want to share with you some information about the Protocol for Life Balance product line, which is available at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. As you know, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients that are backed by strong scientific research, and among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. Myo-inositol powder promotes emotional and mental wellness and healthy eating patterns. L-theanine can support relaxation without drowsiness. It helps focus and concentration, and it promotes healthy cognitive function. And clinical stress relief has been shown to support healthy cortisol levels, and thus can help to relieve the symptoms of stress from everyday life. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. And when we return, I'm going to share with you a cautionary tale. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer Program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Care Award winner is Sparrow's Nest of the Hudson Valley, represented by Krista Jones, founder and executive director.
Sparrow's Nest was started in 2012 and provides weekly deliveries of homemade meals to families facing cancer in 5 counties across New York's Hudson Valley.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
Sparrow's Nest began as a personal commitment to helping a friend navigate her stage 4 cancer diagnosis and evolved from feeding 16 people into a charity that now feeds nearly 300 people each week.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can join in on the conversation or pose a question by calling 877-726-8255 or record a question during the week when, even when we're not on the air. I just want to share with you that time I spent in lockdown during COVID, I did an extraordinary amount of thinking, and I interviewed people and attended conferences via Zoom on the subject of how nutrition and lifestyle can enhance immunity. And I distilled all that in an Intelligent Medicine special report. It's entitled Immunity Reset, a Personalized Plan to Pandemic-Proof Your Body and Build Resilience for a Long, Healthy Life. And you can get it free. All you have to do is go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu and then click Immunity Reset. You can get my special report free, and it'll be a valuable resource for you going forward as we, you know, ordinary colds and flus, too, are part of that. Yeah, COVID is receding. It's becoming endemic rather than pandemic. But we still have to buttress our immune systems in the face of ordinary infections, COVID too, because some of the measures we've taken to achieve zero COVID have been, to say the least, a little less effective than was hoped for. 877-726-8255, our number. And now I want to share with you a cautionary tale via our audio engineer, today's board op, Steve, who has a family tragedy, unfortunately. Steve, can you share a little bit what transpired in your family?
Yeah, I my older brother passed a few weeks ago. I appreciate everyone's reaching out, but it was definitely...
We're so sorry to hear about that, and it was a premature death. He was a young man.
Yeah, he actually he would have turned 45 this week, so nothing normal here.
Indeed. So, okay, so then, you know, we ask, you know, how does a 44-year-old come to harm? And, you know, there's a lot of buzz on, you know, if you go on Twitter, on the Internet, they show case after case, you know, somebody took the vaccine, and they within a week or two, they dropped dead, you know, died in their sleep, you know, young, healthy individuals. Was this the case with your brother?
No, he never got vaccinated. That's obviously a personal decision for him. But, now he was, I was telling you, 5'11", 6 foot, maybe 170, so not overweight.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty perfect BMI. You know, that's normal. So he wasn't suffering from obesity. Okay.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I took him down with some type of heart condition, and we had no idea. We were trying to, you know, do the math on this one, and he wasn't overweight. No, he wasn't diabetic. Wasn't vaccinated. And I think his daily lifestyle kind of contributed to it, so... Digging into it, he didn't really treat his body as well as he should have, and that's kind of a message for everyone else.
Indeed. So what are some of the factors that, in retrospect, may have predisposed him to an early cardiac death?
He definitely did not eat regular meals, never really ate breakfast or drank water. So drink water if you can as much as possible. Was not really an alcoholic, but he did smoke a pack of cigarettes every day, and that's not, you know, I wouldn't... If you can get off that habit, I would urge you to do that as soon as possible.
Right. And so he was a construction worker.
Correct.
And so he had relatively physically active, would you say? Was he, I mean, perhaps he didn't exercise, go to a gym and, you know, get on the elliptical machine, but he did, like, some form of manual labor. So there was it wasn't a completely sedentary lifestyle, right? And he wasn't obese.
Definitely moving around, but when it comes down to it, definitely didn't eat his fruits and vegetables or drink enough water, and coupled that with, you know, packed cigarettes a day for 25 years.
What about his beverage consumption? Because you mentioned his favorite drink was what?
Dr.
Pepper,
yeah.
and sweetened teas and fruit drinks, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was pretty much, never drank coffee, but... would kind of just sip on iced tea throughout the day and have Dr. Pepper at night, no water. I've never really seen him drink much water either.
Right. And then the other thing is, and in the typical male fashion, you know, so macho males do this, he ignored some of the warning signs. What were those?
Yeah, so apparently he didn't tell our family, but he was telling his friends that he had been having some chest pains and being out of breath for a few weeks. And then, we were talking off air about, you know, that is sure signs of something coronary going on between, you know, pain in your neck and your chest. And we had no idea until his best friend told us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't have any results or autopsies yet, but that's kind of what it's looking like.
Right. So at the funeral and you know, at the eulogy, you know, you lamented his passing, but also it was kind of a teachable moment. And I think some of the people shared that to honor his memory, you know, perhaps it's advisable to get the word out about, you know, especially for men. you know, get checked out. Look at your risk factors. You know, evaluate your diet. Stop smoking. You know, some of these things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I will admit that I don't go to my physician as much as I should, but I think the takeaway from everything.
It's a guy thing.
And I think the takeaway from that is every 6 months to a year, go see a physician, especially if you're over 30 and especially if you're over 40. Please go see a physician. Even if you think nothing's wrong, please. You don't know until it's too late, and I'll be the first to tell you.
Indeed, and there's a you're not that into it, but a bit of a correction is that you shared with me that your girlfriend's a nurse, an RN.
His girlfriend was.
Oh, his girlfriend was. Okay, well, I guess he didn't heed her warnings, but at the funeral, she probably was pretty outspoken about
100%.
That. Right. Okay. Once again, condolences, and our radio family offers their condolences on your loss. But at the very least, maybe we can make something positive out of it. It certainly is a teachable moment for, especially for men out there who lead a rugged lifestyle and feel they're indestructible. Thanks, Steve. 877-726-8255, our number. And let me share with you something that is very important. And I'm really pleased to usher in this new sponsor. Because as with all our sponsors, I believe implicitly in the products that they offer. And this is a new niche for sponsorship here on Intelligent Medicine that I think badly needs to be filled. And it has to do with lifespan. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span? A portion of our lives in which we are healthy. Well, you can, according to the latest research, extend your lifespan. And there's a company called SRW, Science Research Wellness, a nutraceutical company that's addressing this by curating the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and process within our very cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system, a suite of nutrients which support the 9 areas of the cell that change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. And by the way, that's a great book, so check it out. We interviewed the author, Dr. Greg McPherson, who is the brain behind SRW. Their carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. So you can learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age. Yeah, they actually provide that service by going to srw.co. That's srw.co, the science of aging well, srw.co. And we welcome them to our roster of great sponsors here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's another great product that I've been taking lately. I've been taking, and they're not a sponsor, but I'm going to give them a shout-out because I personally take a product called MitoPure. It's Urolithin A. And Urolithin A has shown great promise in supporting the mitochondria. And that's part of the process of aging, is when the mitochondria decline, you basically run out of cellular energy. And so I take it, and I take it on the basis that I wanted to improve athletic performance because there are some promising studies that suggest that by supporting the mitochondria, it may increase strength and endurance, especially in people as they age. The product is MitoPure, and the active ingredient is Urolithin A. Well, lo and behold, there seems to be another ancillary benefit to Urolithin A. Headline, metabolite product from pomegranate. Researchers identify a way to boost tumor-fighting immune cells. This is very cool. A research team in Frankfurt at the Goethe University has shown that Urolithin A induces a biological pathway that recycles and renews mitochondria through a process known as mitophagy. You know, you've heard of autophagy, that's the body's cleanup. Well, the mitochondria specifically have their own cleanup system. It's called mitophagy. aged and damaged mitochondria in the T cells are removed and replaced by new functional ones. And this reprograms the T cells, which are thus more able to fight tumors. So they say this is not so much a form of treatment that kills the cancer cell, you know, like chemotherapy, but works on the immune system, which is the natural defense against cancer. So again, you know, they need more research to demonstrate that there's actually in humans an anti-cancer effect. But wouldn't it be great if you could get an anti-aging effect, muscle strengthening and endurance supporting effect, as well as, you know, without the risk of increasing cancer, au contraire, it actually seems to help the immune system with its surveillance against the development of cancer cells and their spread in the body. So a very cool product, MitoPure, from, I think, Timeline Nutrition is the company that offers it. And I'm going to give them a shout-out because it's a product I like to take. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Cadillac.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and now to talk a little bit about COVID. Yeah, it's still around. And White House messaging is all over the place on the new bivalent vaccine. President Biden made an appearance this week where he got, I guess it must be his fifth shot, his Omicron booster. And this in spite of the fact that he recently had COVID, I think it was less than 3 months ago. It's generally recommended by doctors that you wait 3 months after a case of COVID before you get the vaccine. Nonetheless, he wanted to show his public-spiritedness and exhort the public to take the vaccine, of which the government has purchased an enormous number of dosages. So they stockpiled the new Omicron vaccine, which guarantees sales and profits for Pfizer, the maker of the new bivalent vaccine. But the uptake has been poor, and so they're really pushing it. And he stated something to the effect of, you know, you take the vaccine, it's going to offer you a lot of protection, you know, flu season coming up, take the flu vaccine and the Omicron vaccine, and, oh, by the way, it's going to reduce transmissibility, which is actually something that's been dispelled, that it may reduce transmissibility a little bit, but it really doesn't reduce transmissibility to a significant extent. So, unfortunately, there are a couple of studies that came out recently, just this week, which are at odds with these claims that the Omicron booster is an advance over the previous vaccines. I mean, the whole idea is, okay, we know that the virus has changed. And so to use the vaccines that we developed against the original strain of COVID may miss the target. So it kind of makes sense. The new vaccine is bivalent. So it's got some of the components of the original vaccine against COVID, which we started administering in 2020. But it's got a new updated spike protein antigen that conforms to the Omicron virus. And so it's thought you're going to get double coverage. You're going to get a boost to, you know, whatever you got from the previous vaccines, plus you're going to get something new and distinctive that may confer special protection against the new Omicron variants. So the problem is that two studies seem to upend these expectations This according to CBSNews.com. So, you know, this is mainstream news. We're not talking, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, you know, somebody who is a critic of the vaccine program. This is mainstream. What they found in these two studies, there was no significant difference in neutralization of any SARS COVID variant tested between individuals who received a fourth monovalent vaccine and those who received a fourth dose of bivalent vaccine. So let me repeat. They gave people a fourth vaccine, which was the, you know, the old-fashioned vaccine, and then they gave people a booster on their fourth dose of a bivalent vaccine, the new updated Omicron vaccine. And one study concluded there was no difference. So, and this may have to do with something called immune system original sin, which means that once you calibrate an immune response, that it sticks to the original immune response. The immune response was to the old spike protein, and just introducing the new variant of the spike protein, your immune system anchors itself to the original virus. And that's why, you know, and they anticipated that. I said, this may subvert our attempts to update the vaccine. Well, it turns out that may be the case. They say there was also an experiment against the new BA5 variant, and there was only a modest and non-significant improvement from the updated boosters in their study. So two studies, neither of which show any distinct advantage over the previous vaccines of the new Omicron vaccine. So it's going to be a tough sell. And the messaging from the White House is that this is the bomb. This is great stuff. Dr. Ashish Jha, who is the White House vaccine spokesperson, says, he said, I do think that the protection against infection is going to be better than if you were getting the original prototype booster. However, the research does not support that, and we also may see new variants that completely elude the vaccine as the vaccine, as the virus mutates, as it so often does. It adapts to new circumstances, and it tries to elude our immune system memories, whether acquired from a natural infection or whether acquired from vaccines. So, it's like Houston, we have a problem. The new vaccine, a lot of people mistrustful of it and a little skeptical about the claims that it is going to offer significantly more protection than previous vaccines have afforded. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots coming up in the next hour, so stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our website, drhoffman.com, where you can find podcasts, follow us on social media, download our newsletter, and subscribe to it. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
SimpliSafe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for faster police response. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester will.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 2 days to the midterms. Florida Senator Rick Scott telling NBC Meets the Press this morning the GOP has the edge in the Senate.
This election is about the Biden agenda. People don't like high inflation, high crime, open borders, fentanyl. That's what we're talking about.
Scott, who heads the Republicans' Senate campaign arm, is looking forward to taking the majority in the upper chamber.
We have great candidates. People are showing up to vote. There's no energy on the Democrat side.
Despite claims Georgia's new voting laws would suppress the vote, more people than ever have cast ballots early.
Early voting here in Georgia has ended. Record turnout this election cycle, 2.4 million people voting. As for the latest poll numbers leading into Tuesday's midterm elections, Republican Governor Brian Kemp, ahead of Democrat challenger Stacey Abrams, in the Real Clear Politics average of polls by 8 points. Turning to the Senate race, Republican Herschel Walker with a razor-thin lead over Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, 0.4%. So a tie at this point. Laura Winters for SRN News, Atlanta.
Nationally, nearly 40 million people have taken advantage of early voting. President Biden campaigned in New York today while former President Trump headlined a rally in Miami, urging the Republican faithful to get out and vote Tuesday.
With your vote, you can reject left-wing tyranny and proudly declare that America must remain a free country. It has to remain. Because it's not a free country, though.
Mr. Trump pointing out that the chaos at the southern border, record high inflation, soaring gas prices, and the introduction of critical race theory, as well as transgenderism in public school classrooms. As he has at all of his rallies, the former president also teased about a possible run for the White House in 2024. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Pakistan's former prime minister says a protest march towards the capital resumes on Tuesday.
Speaking from his wheelchair in Shaukat Khanum Hospital, the ex-leader, who was wounded by gunshot in an apparent attempt on his life, called out to his supporters.
Judicial commission, jo sabse pehle kaam, unko karna.
He demanded an investigation into the shooting and the resignation of three powerful members of the government and the military whom he alleges were involved in staging the attack on him. Khan was ousted from office in April in a no-confidence vote in Parliament. He organized a march to pressure Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif's government to hold early elections. His protest march was peaceful until the attack, which killed one of his supporters and wounded him and 13 others, and has raised concerns about growing political instability in Pakistan. He has since been discharged from hospital and moved to his home in Lahore. I'm Naomi Shannon.
More news at townhall.com. Two Kenyans are the big winners of the New York City Marathon today, while the unseasonably warm weather caused the men's front runner to collapse and drop out.
Evan Chebet won the men's race in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 41 seconds. There was a scary moment when race leader Daniel DeNascimento collapsed 21 miles in. Race officials say he's okay. Chebet ran past him on the ground and said through a translator he felt bad for him but had to continue to race. Temperatures in the 70s made it one of the hottest in November race history. Sharon Lokedi won the women's division in her marathon debut. 50,000 runners took to the streets for the 26.2-mile New York City Marathon, back to full capacity following the pandemic. Julie Walker, New York.
Joey Logano won his second NASCAR championship, giving Roger Penske two titles in the same season with a win Sunday in the winner-take-all finale at Phoenix Raceway. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. There's a lot going on this time of year, including the Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas. But as Veterans Day approaches, we need to remember those who have served this country to preserve our freedoms. This Veterans Day, take time to say thank you to a veteran in our community. And remember, freedom isn't free.
Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant. I really appreciate you being here today. We have a wonderful program here today. My friend and special guest, Mr. Kerry Hall. You may know him as America's Healthcare Advocate. We are in studio live today to talk about the wonderful world of Medicare, everything you've ever wanted to know, maybe a few things you didn't want to know, but you're glad you know. But Kerry, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hey, it's good to be here. And, of course, this is that happy time of year called Medicare Open Enrollment.
Yay.
Yeah, well, yay if you're chronologically challenged out there and you're looking for Medicare. As Steve said, this is you might want to listen up.
Yeah. And so now here's one thing that bugs me every year. And every year it seems to be a little bit worse. There are more and more Medicare commercials flooding. I mean, flooding the airways.
Okay. Yeah, this is hilarious. You're about yourself, okay? Because I just did a proposal for a group over in Nebraska, and last night as I'm sitting watching television, of course, there's Jimmy Walker and Joe Namath. Guess who's the new Medicare expert? William Devane. If you want to buy gold or you want to know about Medicare, you can go talk to William Devane. And let me tell you something. These commercials that these people are doing are deceptive.
Yeah.
What they're telling you and making you think that they somehow have a way to get money back to you on these Part B premiums. Every plan out there, okay, from Blue Cross to United to you name it, has that same option available. You don't need some special secret sauce from a 1-800 number from Jimmy Walker or Joe Namath or William Devane or Governor Mike Huckabee.
Right.
You know, and what the hell do these people think they know about Medicare? You could put on the head of a pin and have a Russian bear dance.
It's just a celebrity endorsement, I think. But wait a minute though. If you call JJ Walker's 800 number, it's dynamite.
Yes, it is dynamite, and you're going to get dynamite because they're going to dynamite you to death until you agree to buy something from them. Okay? This is not what you call low pressure sales tactics.
These
people are jamming it right down your throat as hard as they can, and I strongly suggest that none of you do that. You look up your local broker or you call somebody, like the Blue Cross and Blue Shield, or you call, like Joyce Thompson over at RPS BBDI, somebody that's an expert that can give you choices, not these guys or gals in these phone centers sitting in New York or Ohio or Arizona or someplace that don't have a clue about. So where's North Kansas City Hospital? Can you tell me if it's a network? What is that? Oh, that's a hospital north of the river. North of what river?
Exactly. They don't know the location. They're just selling insurance as a commodity.
It's a high-pressure churn. That's all it is. And I strongly advise people not to get on the phone with those people.
So if you'd like to reach out to Kerry, first of all, check. He's known as America's healthcare advocate because he has a phenomenal radio program that is coast-to-coast. Kerry, are you just under 300 stations, roughly?
Just under 300, about 290. 90-something now,
So approaching 300 stations nationwide, go to americashealthcareadvocate.com. And then if you have specific Medicare questions, you can reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson at 913-385-2224. She can answer your questions. She's not going to be the high-pitched, the high-pressure, giving you the insurance pitch and all of these celebrity endorsements. She'll shoot you straight. She'll tell you how it is. And I think you'll really, really love Joy. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. So Kerry, I talked to one of my recent guests about Social Security and when can you take Social Security? When is the mandatory time that you have to do that? It's not 65 anymore. Like, for me, I think it's about 60, age 67. And so when you get your Medicare, is that always at age 65, generally speaking?
65, unless you're still employed and you're on your group health insurance plan.
Okay.
Then you may not want to move into Medicare because you've got employer-sponsored health care. But otherwise, 65 is the magic age for people to pick a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare supplement plan. You've got to buy that Part B as in boy, which normally runs about $126, $135 a month. However, this year, there's going to be a $4 reduction.
I heard that.
If you can believe that, the federal government's going to reduce the cost of something. It's a minor miracle.
It is.
So there'll be a small reduction in Medicare price. Hey, the good news is they didn't raise it, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've got to have the Part B before you can buy a Med Advantage or a Med Sub.
Mm-hmm.
Part A, thanks to William Jefferson Clinton, you are automatically enrolled in. To have a choice. You don't have a choice anymore.
Okay.
You're automatically enrolled. There's no additional cost for that like there is with B. But in order to qualify for one of those two types of plans, the Med Sup or the Med Advantage, you have to sign up for the Part B premium. And you can do that at Medicare.gov. It takes about 25, 30 minutes. I did it. If I can do it, a chimpanzee can do it. Okay, so just saying that's how illiterate I am on a computer.
Yeah.
But it's not difficult to do. And then they send you your card, and you get your number, and you can go pick a plan that you want to use.
Okay, so what you said earlier, so if I choose to work till age 70 and I have like a work or an employer-sponsored health insurance, then I can I don't have to take Medicare A, I can just
go
in on that.
And what we always tell people there is, A, what are you paying? Okay, if you're paying half of the premium and the premium through your employer is $600 a month and you're paying $300 a month, then you may want to look at a Medicare Advantage plan where you don't have a premium. It's a zero premium plan.
Yeah.
The trick is, and the issue becomes, this is where it gets tricky. This is why you go sit down and talk to somebody like Joyce Thompson. If you take a lot of prescription meds and you go on the Part D coverage and you get $4,660 a year of prescription drug coverage, that's not copays, people. That's the actual cost of the drug, and then you go on the donut hole. If you're taking a lot of meds and you've got a full prescription drug benefit program through your employer-sponsored health care, you may not want to make that move.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
the other hand, if you're taking maybe a blood pressure med or a cholesterol med or something, a couple of their generics, whatever it may be, making that move could save you $3,600 a year, you're probably going to want to take a look at that. And you're not going to have a deductible to speak of. You're going to have copays, but it's not the same kind of deductible that you have on your regular health insurance plan. It's an out-of-pocket max. It's a series of copays. So it's worth exploring and looking at if you are still working. A lot of people working past 65.
Yeah.
It's worth sitting down with somebody that can explain the options to you, and then you can make an informed decision. That's really what it amounts to.
Okay. And so Medicare, I just break it down. I like to say that I speak in English, and I like to just break it down in just really simple terms. It is your health insurance.
That's exactly what it is.
That's it. That's no more complicated than that.
No, that's all there is.
It's complicated. Yeah.
When you go up on the government website and you see Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, Part E, Part F, I call it the alphabet soup, and you try to decipher that, you're going to waste a lot of time and get a lot of bad information. If, on the other hand, you sit down with an independent broker agent, somebody that's trained and understands this, that goes through 21 hours of training every year and has to get certified and pass a test that's 90%, or you don't pass.
So, okay. So there's no skim and buyout with
70%. No, not on these deals. And then you have to get certified by each and every carrier. That's someone who, in Joyce's case, has done this for like 15, 16 years. They're experts. They know this stuff forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell you, when you come and sit down with them, they're going to ask you to bring a list of all your medications. Why is that? Because the Part D coverage, we'll talk about that here in a minute, it's covered under the Medicare Advantage plans. Well, some formularies cover certain drugs and some don't. So depending on the formulary, whether it's a Blue Cross or an Aetna or a Cigna or Humana, you may have a med that's covered there but might not be covered somewhere else. They're going to tell you all of that.
Yeah.
That impacts your cost. That impacts how much you use your Part D. That's why it's, you know, hey, I think I'm going to have brain surgery. I think I'll go talk to an orthopedic surgeon. No, I'm probably going to go talk to a neurologist.
Exactly.
A neurosurgeon, okay?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You don't want to – trying to decipher this Medicare stuff, you're far better off sitting down with somebody that really –
Can an individual do that?
Yeah, I suppose they could, depending on how many hours in the day you had to waste trying to do it. Okay, or you could go sit down with somebody like I just explained.
And just let them do it.
Who's got the formulary right there in front of her for every plan design out there and can say, no, that particular drug's not covered. Yes, that particular drug is covered. Or it costs more over here than it does over here. And that's going to impact your costs. And again, I go back to, you know, that's why using an expert to get you through this is the smartest way to do it.
All right, reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson at 913-385-2224. And, Carrie, as you well know, Senior Care Live is now a nationally syndicated radio program. It is not on 300 stations, but over 50. I have high hopes for that expanding. But you can work with people nationwide.
Yeah, Joyce can handle anything you've got wherever you are. You can... So it's either 877-385-2224 or 913-385-2224. Either one of those will get you to her, and she can help you wherever you are.
Okay.
You're certified in, I don't know, 46 states or something. So
perfect. All right. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you do not enroll in Medicare Part D when you originally qualified for Medicare, then at a later date decide to enroll in that coverage, you will incur a significant penalty. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Any guess on how old Cadillac is? 120. For 12 decades, Cadillac has been pioneering tech and innovation in the automotive space with many firsts, as we hear from Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
We were the first to have a closed body car. Before that, all cars were open air. The first car to have V8 interchangeable parts. Before that, all engine parts had to be crafted specifically for one vehicle. We're the first car company to have an automatic starter. Before that, you had to hand crank your car. We're the first car company to have an automatic carburetor. Before that, you had to go down the road and adjust fuel for speed, temperature, and altitude. The first car company to have magnetic ride control. First curve automotive glass, first motorized sunroof, first headlight, first subscription service.
And that's just a small sampling. The company's also looking to the future, especially with its Cadillac Lyriq EV, which I'll tell you more about next time. Cadillac.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you do not enroll in Medicare Part D when you originally qualified for Medicare, then at a later date you decide to enroll in that coverage, you will incur a significant penalty. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. And Carrie, first of all, I hope no one wrecked their car when they just heard that. I'll guarantee you millions of people have no clue about this. Why is that statement true?
Okay, so here's what happens. People get a Medicare supplement plan or a Medicare Advantage plan that does not have Part D. There are Medicare Advantage plans that don't have a Part D in them. And because I don't take meds. I'm very healthy, etc. And then 4 years later, somebody develops a heart issue or some other significant issue. You've got blood pressure, cholesterol, maybe you've developed diabetes, and now all of a sudden you've got all these meds and you've got this Part D coverage out there, which is going to give you $4,660 this year before you hit the donut hole, and you want to get it. Well, you're going to pay a penalty that is a lifetime penalty for the 4 years you didn't get it. And if I remember correctly, I think it's 0.5%, something like that, of the total amount. And so they add all of that up, and then you get to pay that for the rest of your life. So
on top of your premiums.
Yeah, correct. So maybe your premium is going to be $76, okay, a year, and a month rather. And now you're going to get to pay an additional 25, 30, 40, 50, whatever it is on top of that, and that's never going to go away because you didn't sign up for it when you were 65. So my advice to people is, you know, you can get these Part D plans. They're inside the Medicare Advantage plan, so you don't pay anything extra for them. A lot of the Medicare Advantage plans are zero premium. A huge number of them are, like the Blue Cross and Blue Shield plan of Kansas City has multiple Part D plans. You'll see a lot of those out there that are Part D. Having said that, it comes with it. Now, you go buy a Med Sup, you have to buy a standalone D. And this is where people go, I don't really need it.
Yeah.
Well, That's today.
Yeah.
We don't have a crystal ball, okay? And as you age and we become seasoned citizens, then you find, you know, you deal with more and more health issues as you age. So then what happens is 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is, and you didn't get it because you saved that 40, 30, 20, whatever it is, dollars for a basic Part D plan.
Yeah.
Now, bam, you're stuck. Mm. And if you buy, you know, an inexpensive plan to start with, it doesn't have a lot of a large formulary and maybe has a lot of copays and all the rest of it, you can always upgrade if you start to have issues later on.
Yeah.
During open enrollment, you can switch to a better D, pay a little more money. You still get the same benefit. The 4660 is universal, so it doesn't matter what plan you're on.
Yeah.
But what matters, as I said, is what's the formulary and what are the copays.
All right, you're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Check out Carrie and his wonderful radio program, americashealthcareadvocate.com. If you have Medicare-related questions, reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson. Anywhere in the country, you can call 913-385-2224, and she can help you through all of this. So, Carrie, this alphabet soup, what is Part A? That's kind of major medical, is that right?
Yeah, Part A is the major medical. As I said, that was put in place. It was in place, but President Clinton made it mandatory for everybody to be automatically enrolled in it, so everybody's enrolled in it. So that's your major medical.
That's Part A, your hospitalization.
And some people just have Part A that do anything else. The problem with that is if you wind up on an outpatient, doctor visits, any kind of lab work, any kind of other work you're going to do, you pay for it. So that's why you sign up for Part B. Well, then you have people that do Part A and Part B, right? And they don't do a Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supplement. Here's the problem with that. If you do a Part A and you do a Part B and you don't sign up for a MedSup or Med Advantage, you're responsible for 20% of that bill. I don't care if that bill is $100 or $100,000.
Yeah.
20% of it belongs to you. So you have a heart attack. Yeah, you know, my wife broke her leg here several years ago in Hawaii. It was $150,000 by the time everything was all said and done. That was air ambulance, getting home, surgeries, rehab, the whole nine yards. Mm. Okay, we had a Medicare supplement, still do, with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. We paid zero.
Not a penny.
Not one dime, not one copay, nothing. Now, those policies cost more, significantly more than Medicare supplement, than a Medicare Advantage. But the point was that we chose that specifically because if we had issues, we didn't want to have out-of-pocket expenses. The Medicare Advantage plans have out-of-pocket expenses, copays, and there are copays if you're hospitalized, you know, those kinds of things, and they add up to an out-of-pocket max. But if you don't do one of those two and you just do A and B, you're on the hook for 20%.
Yeah, because Steve. Part B only pays 80% of the covered services.
That's right.
And that could really add up to be a huge bill, and you have 20% of it, like you said. So Part D is for your medication, your prescription drug coverage.
Right, as we talked about, yes.
Yeah, and that is something separate, though, so you have to buy that. And, again, if you don't sign up for at least a basic inexpensive plan, you know, right out of the gate, then you will incur a significant penalty that will last your entire lifetime. Guaranteed, most people do not understand that. So when you have a Medicare supplement, I've heard of a Plan F and a Plan G as kind of the two big ones.
Yeah, they are.
Plan F has been phased out, though. Is that correct?
But if you have it, and I have it, and my wife has it, you're grandfathered in. You're never going to lose it.
That's a Cadillac.
And I strongly suggest anybody that has it, do not get rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The new plans of the Plan G, they do have a deductible on them, and they do have some different benefits. But they're still excellent plans. You still don't have copays, and you don't have deductibles or any of that. But those Plan Fs are solid gold. I will never get rid of mine. Because they, like I just illustrated, 100% of everything is covered. Back to that Part D. If you're in a Medicare Advantage, you automatically, under almost all of those plans, get a Part D as part of the program. So you're automatically covered for that, unless you sign up for, like, the Veterans Program, because you're getting prescription drugs out of the VA, and there's a specific program for that. Under a lot of the carriers, like Blue Cross of Kansas City has a specific plan. I think it's called the Patriot Plan that is specifically for veterans. If you want to keep your VA for prescription drugs and keep your VA benefits, but you want a Med Advantage, you now can get that. So it's kind of cool.
That is cool. And so speaking of the VA, so I work with so many veterans, and they're covered by TRICARE for life, and they get their prescription medications through the VA, maybe at no charge or like $4 a prescription.
Yep.
Where you know at a traditional pharmacy might be $100, $200, $300 prescription. So so can Medicare work around that VA coverage?
That's what the Medicare Advantage plans that now carve out the VA prescription drug coverage. They don't have the Part D. They have everything else.
All right. That is incredible. And, Carrie, so who should listeners call to basically have a review of their Medicare coverage?
Joyce Thompson at 913-385-2224 or 877-385-2224. She is happy to help you. She is truly an expert and can walk you through what, you know, maybe you're on a plan now that you're not happy with, or you're not happy with their claims process, or, you know, whatever it is they're doing. Call her. She'll go through all the plans that are out there, and she'll point you in the right direction. Then she gives you the information. You make the decision. But it's good information.
All right, Mr. Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate. We're going to have so much more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW Post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Redding. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176, 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th, p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
From my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so let's get into this right now.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
Okay, so this is from U.S. News and World Report, October 18th, 2022. In the headline, there's a push to expand Medicare's coverage of dental issues, which is, that really perked my ears up. I think that's very interesting. It goes on to say dental coverage under Medicare could start soon, expanding for seniors under new proposal from U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as CMS. Still, the proposed rules would not provide full coverage for regular dental care, which has been explicitly excluded from Medicare since the program's founding in 1965. Quote, traditional Medicare does not cover routine preventative dental services such as exams, cleanings, x-rays, nor more expensive services such as fillings, crowns, or dentures, said Meredith Freed, a Medicare expert with the Kaiser Family Foundation. However, the new proposal would effectively open the door to Medicare, potentially covering a wider array of dental services if medical science can demonstrate, now this seems to be a no-brainer, if medical science can demonstrate that oral health substantially improves the outcomes of different diseases and treatments. I would think that's already been proven. But anyway, we'll go on CNN, October 13th, 2022. The headline, Medicare considers expanding dental benefits for certain medical conditions, and proposed changes in Medicare rules could soon pave the way for a significant expansion in Medicare-covered dental services while falling short of the comprehensive benefits that many lawmakers have advocated. All right, so Carrie, and if anyone wants to, you know, all you have to do is just Google that, and you can find all kinds of articles. And so it just sounds like we're moving that way. But what have you, Carrie? What have you heard about expanding Medicare coverage to include some of these dental services and procedures?
Well, so let's get the record straight. There is dental coverage right now.
Okay.
And it is under the Medicare Advantage plan. So here's what happens: the carriers have to add benefits to the existing Part B program, because they're administering the Part B for CMS, okay? So they've turned the administration of the claims, administering the providers, all the rest of it, over to the carrier, and the carrier is now responsible. They compete with each other by adding additional benefits.
Ah.
So almost all of the Medicare Advantage plans have a dental benefit.
Ah,
it includes cleanings. It includes a limited amount of dental work that's being done. Okay, so there is basic dental coverage under most of the Medicare Advantage plans. Now,
okay.
Medicare supplement, no. My Medicare supplement, I have a standalone dental plan that I buy from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and I pay a separate premium for that. Yes, this is being considered. The million-dollar question, or better yet, probably the $30 or $40 billion question is, since the Social Security trustees have said that Medicare will go broke by 2035,
yeah.
There won't be enough money to pay for it, which is 12 years from now, how are we going to add...
How are you going to pay for it?
How are you going to add another benefit on top of that, okay, that evidently we're not going to be able to pay for? But that's never stopped the government in the past, so why would we bother with it now?
Why stop now? Yeah.
However, you know, on the flip side of that, it is oral health is a big issue, and people get sick because they don't have good, especially in rural communities, minority communities across the country, if they don't have access to good dental care, they get sick. And then it becomes, they have other issues.
It leads to a health care issue,
correct,
which costs
and
Medicare
it gets
money.
Worse and worse. So, you know, there's two sides to that equation. How does it get handled? And like I said, the good news is if you look at the Medicare Advantage plans, all of them out there just about have a dental benefit that's available. And it covers a myriad of preventative services, cleanings, those kinds of things. They're all part of the program. So that's one of the ways that carriers compete with each other is by enhancing these benefits to make them better. And they're, like, for instance, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City has a thing called Blue Bonus Bucks. That could be up to $1,000 on a debit card,
yeah,
on a Visa card. Well, you can go in and use that if you need to get fillings or you know, let's say you've got a Medicare Advantage with them, so they're going to cover the basics. But now I've got to get a bridge, and the bridge is $1,300 to $1,400. I got $1,000 of it already paid for.
Okay.
So there are benefits out there, but again, you need to talk to somebody that is an expert.
Yeah, don't. I wouldn't wing this stuff.
No.
This is too complicated.
Is. And there are too many moving parts.
Yeah.
Which is why you get a hold of somebody like Joyce Thompson, and she's able to walk you through. Hey, they've got these benefits. United's got these benefits. Humana's got these benefits. What works best for you? What are you looking for? That's what you're trying to do.
Okay, so what are these Medicare Advantage plans? You hear all about them. You've mentioned them several times. How are they different from a traditional A, B, and like one of these supplement, you know, Plan G, and a Part D? Is that the advantage is all rolled into one? And how are the premiums so inexpensive and sometimes even free? How does that work?
So this was under W. Bush, okay, pushed this through that allowed the private carriers to get into this particular part of administering Medicare and provide these insurance services. And there was a howling and screaming and yelling by a large faction of liberal Democrats, interestingly enough, who didn't want to have this happen because the insurance companies are going to get rich, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here's the real story. Number one, the way it works and the reason why there are zero premiums is the federal government pays each one of these carriers X number of dollars a month to administer your claims and handle your benefits and take care of all of that. Okay.
So they're outsourcing that.
They are. The CMS.
Essentially.
Is, okay?
Yeah.
And they're doing a really good job. Here's what you're in. So what do you think the fraud level is? The fraudulent claims being paid by Medicare. And every once in a while in the news, you'll see these stories of these doctors who billed millions of dollars for services never performed. In fact, in some cases, they weren't even doctors. They were addresses with doctors' names. So Medicare runs about 17 to 20% fraud.
Oh, wow.
Billions and billions. What do you think fraud is under the private insurance carrier?
If I had to guess, it's much more tightly, there's a lot more oversight, and I would say that's about as tight as a drum. I would say maybe zero?
No, it's 3%.
Three.
It's about 3%. Okay. But
that does not surprise me.
But when you think of it, so think about the dollars the federal government is saving but not paying these fraudulent claims, okay, that they're paying the folks at these various carriers to administer the plans, and they are doing so much more efficiently. Here's another thing I find interesting. 87% of the people on Medicare Advantage plans love their plan. And they have expanded now. I forget the number, how many million people are on these plans across the country, but something tells me it's either it might be as many as 37 million people now are on these plans, somewhere around there, if I'm not mistaken. They have grown exponentially because people get them, and initially people were very skeptical, but over the years, these things continue to expand. They get better, like Blue Cross putting this bonus bucks thing in there. You can go get over-the-counter medications. You can use it for if you want to do a ride service with it. I mean, there are all kinds of different things you can use that $1,000 for. And in addition to that, there are gym benefits, silver sneakers, YMCA, all these different things. That's all part of private enterprise competing. Blue Cross competing with United, who's competing with Aetna, who's competing with Cigna, right on down the line, to see if they can get your business and hold on to it.
So what do you know, the private sector competing for your business, and who wins? The consumer.
Thank you.
Every single time. This is just not rocket science. So
no, it's not.
When I hear all these people trying to, pull everything into the government and the government run it, and that drives me crazy, because this is a perfect example of private industry can administer all these Medicare, all the benefits, and much more cost effectively. There is there's 20%, there's 80% less fraud. Okay, and they're competing now, and so the customer wins, the consumer wins every time.
So if you want government-run health care, here are two things you want to keep in mind. It'll be delivered with the efficiency of the United States Post Office and the compassion of the IRS.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Well, that kind of just...
That should give you a pretty good idea of what you're getting. These people are out that are clamoring for national health care.
Yeah.
Keep in mind what's going on. You want to have those same people that are administering those government programs administer your health care. You might want to think twice about that.
Yeah. I wouldn't think for about 2 seconds on that one. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well... You heard it. We're talking to the one and only Mr. Kerry Hall. He is America's healthcare advocate. If you'd like to check out his radio program, it really, really is an excellent show. It's on almost 300 stations from coast to coast. Go to americashealthcareadvocate.com to learn more about the program, and then find out where it's broadcasting in your, in your neck of the woods, so to speak. You can also just stream it, right? You can stream it online.
Absolutely. And it's on all the podcast platforms that are available, including Amazon Music. I don't know how we got on there, but we're on there.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So after the broadcast, you can check out the podcast at your convenience. If you have a Medicare question, again, reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson at 913-385-2224. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed 4 great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored...
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service.
30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Use the promo code ANGER to get your first 14 days free.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. And again, it's just been a great time in the studio visiting with my friend and special guest, Mr. Kerry Hall. He is America's healthcare advocate. You can find out more about this wonderful radio program. It's called America'sHealthcareAdvocate.com. Just go to the website and find it in your location, or you could also just stream it online. Again, you can do that through the website. If you have Medicare questions, reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson anywhere in the country. She can help you. This is a Kansas City-based phone number, but she can help you in any of the states. 913-385-2224. And Kerry, one question that I have is, and I'm a little bit confused on this, can you change policies? So, first of all, right now we're in the throes of Medicare open enrollment, that annual election
October
period.
October 15th, December 7th, right?
Yep. October 15th, December 7th. And so someone comes in and they want to review, and maybe you want to change. Can you change from one policy type to another policy type just seamlessly, or do you have to qualify for the other coverage? I mean, how does that work?
Okay, so on the Medicare Advantage plans from October 15th through December 7th, if you're on a Humana plan and you're not happy and you say, you know what, I think I want to look at United, I think I want to look at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, you can move laterally across any of those plans during that open enrollment period. There is no underwriting. There are no pre-existing conditions. You can have terminal cancer, and you can move from one plan to another. So
that's the advantage.
That's the advantage plan. So those advantage plans are universal in terms of that you can move from one plan to another, but you can only do it during the open enrollment period. That's your opportunity right there to make that change if you want to go from one carrier to another. Now switch gears and talk about Medicare Supplement. Medicare supplements you can move to with no underwriting initially when you qualify for Medicare at 65, or let's say you're employed until 68, and then you're going to go on Medicare. You have a window. It's 60 days before, 30 days of the month of your birthday, and 60 days afterwards that allow you to go on a Medicare supplement with no underwriting. Now, you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. You want to move to MedSup. You're going to go through underwriting. So if you've got a host of medical issues, you're going to go through medical underwriting, and you're not going to be accepted because they are medically underwritten, and there are pre-existing conditions that count against your ability to get on the plan.
So if you have an Advantage plan and you want to switch to A, B, and then one of these supplemental insurances, G or whatever you want.
G or F, but you can't go on F anymore because you're not allowed to write it. But GF, you want to go to plan G, you can do that.
But you have to qualify with your reasonably good health.
If you're in good health, you can make that move. But conversely, if you're on a Med Sup and you want to move over to a Medicare Advantage plan, there's no underwriting. You can go.
Why is that?
It's just the way when the legislation was passed, that was part of the deal the carriers had to buy into, which means anybody that wants to move over qualifies, there is no underwriting, and it is what it is. And carriers had to take that risk, and they had to manage that risk in order to make it work, and they do, and it's worked very effectively.
All right, so we're in the heat of the season here, where the phones are blowing up. So for our procrastinators out there,
we do this every year. People.
Yeah,
okay.
I think about December the 5th, 6th. Yeah. I'm going to give old Carrie a call. Yeah. I'm going to call Joyce, or I'm going to log on, and I'm just going to figure this thing out.
Right.
And if that doesn't work, then you're just stuck with what you had for another year, I guess. Right.
Yeah. Look. The phones get jammed up, the computers shut down, the sites blow up. It happens every year because people wait until the last minute. For God's sake, take a few minutes, pick up the phone, call Joyce, get an appointment, go talk to her, or she'll do a virtual. You can do it over the phone, you can do it virtually, you can do it in her office, whatever the case may be, and let her walk you through it. And then you can go back and you can say, hey, I want to think about this for a couple of days and I want to make a decision. But don't wait until the last minute and get jammed up, and then you're trying to do it and it turns into a mess.
And so I guess the worst-case scenario for the procrastinators out there, and I have procrastinated on a thing or two in my life, so I can, but don't do it on this one. Okay, but worst-case scenario, whatever coverage you have, you're going to have it for another year.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the worst. But if you're like, I really don't like this coverage, I need to do something about it, pick up the phone and call right now. Get this taken care of and get the job done here. 913-385-2224. Ask for Joyce and schedule an appointment. Have a phone call, a virtual appointment. You can meet with her in person as her schedule allows. But the bottom line is just don't put this stuff off. So, and then can you change your Medicare coverage outside of that annual enrollment period? Are there any exceptions?
If you have a qualifying event. So you move from Arizona to Kansas City.
Okay.
Now you're going to have to move your carrier. Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to want to move from Blue Cross of Arizona to Blue Cross of Kansas City, or Humana of Arizona to Humana. So that's called a qualifying event.
Okay.
Or you lose, you're employed, you're 68, and you lose your group coverage. That's a qualifying event. You can now go sign up for Medicare.
Okay.
So there are certain, again, this is something, when you talk to somebody like Joyce Thompson, who's, an expert at this, they can explain all that to you so you know. And maybe you're trying to decide, we think we're going to retire. We're still working. We're 68. We kind of like to know. Now's the time to have that conversation.
Yeah.
So you know, hey, you know what? I'm going to get off my group plan. I'm going to go on Medicare because we're going to save a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get great coverage. We don't have all the out-of-pocket stuff we had before. And this is going to work for us. So there are ways to do that, but you've got to have that information in order to make a good decision. Simple.
All right. And so, Carrie, last time we had a brief discussion about some of these new Alzheimer's medications, and you had some pretty stunning information that Medicare refusing to pay for Aduhelm, and then there's a new
Biogen one.
The Biogen has one, and I'm just reading it here, reduced cognitive decline by 27% in people with early stage Alzheimer's. So, again, it doesn't cure it, but it's...
Slows it down.
Yeah. It slows down. The progression gives you a longer open window of a higher quality of life, and that's a very good thing. So is Medicare, do you see Medicare ever paying for these drugs?
Well, you know, this is government-run health care, people. Okay, this is exactly what I was talking about a minute ago. Okay, they made the decision not to cover this. The VA also made a decision not to cover it. Now, here's the irony. Private health care covers it. Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you could if you're on a health insurance plan, a regular health insurance plan, on a group health insurance, et cetera, you can get coverage for this. On the other hand, if you're on a Medicare plan, after it was approved by the FDA and it went through trials and all the rest of it, they decided they weren't going to cover it. Okay. So that's exactly what I'm talking about when you have the government making decisions about your health care. If you're that person, it's somebody in your family, that 27% of those people can improve or slow down their Alzheimer's. Do you think you want that med?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Be careful what you wish for.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And then we just have a few seconds left. Any COVID-related concerns? I mean, it's still going strong. It's much less deadly, but it's more contagious.
100 million people. 1 in 4 are going to get COVID this fall and winter.
Yeah.
I hadn't had it since it started 2.5 years ago when I got it on my way back from visiting my grandchildren in Pasco, Washington.
Yeah.
So, and I've had, and fortunately I had the fifth booster, and I think I threw it off really quickly because of that. But, yeah it's going to run rampant this winter again.
Yep, so we got to be careful of that. AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, or reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson at 913-385-2224. And Carrie, thanks so much for being here today. I just really appreciate you coming in today.
Fun to do. Glad we're able to do it.
All right. I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A heavy dose of campaigning from all sides ahead of Tuesday's midterms. In Miami today, four Republican candidates, Donald Trump Jr. says the country's not safe with Democrats controlling Congress.
On Tuesday, I need all of you to vote like your lives depend on it. Because they do. I want you to vote like your safety and that of your children and your loved ones and your grandchildren depend on it.
In New York, President Biden slamming Republicans up and down ballots across the country, claiming our very democracy is at stake if Democrats don't retain control. Meanwhile, the surge looks like a big red wave that's going to take over the country. Robert Gehaley, the chief pollster for the Trafalgar Group, isn't surprised with less
than... As this gap closes, people who are on the fence, and there's a lot of people, believe it or not, who just kind of want to be on the side of what's going to happen, that when psychology is taking over, and so undecided... And people that were third-party candidates that end up wanting to have a say-so are all breaking toward the Republicans in these races.
Gehaley was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. Residents in southeastern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas assessing damage and working to recover after tornadoes tore through the region and killed at least 2 people last week. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says many people trying to assist others.
They were helping each other out. They were already out there with chainsaws and clearing the debris. We were working with our utilities to get that back on, and it could have been a lot worse.
On Fox News Sunday, Stitt says the state's getting help from federal officials.
Had a call with the FEMA director yesterday and Homeland Security, so we're doing everything we can to make sure our locals have all the support that they need.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Folks,
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Oil giant Saudi Aramco is reporting a $42.4 billion profit in the third quarter of this year.
The profit was buoyed by higher global energy prices that have filled the kingdom's coffers but helped fuel inflation worldwide. The oil firm's profits will help fund the kingdom's assertive Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's plans for a futuristic city on the Red Sea coast. But the announcement also comes as the United States grows increasingly frustrated by higher oil prices fueling inflation.
That's Jeremy House reporting. A plane crash in Tanzania has claimed the lives of 19 people. Officials say there were several survivors. Rescue work is continuing. The plane plunged into a lake as it approached an airport. Reports that it was extremely heavy rain in the area when the aircraft went down. Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at Town Hall. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A union setback at a major retailer.
Home Depot workers in Philadelphia rejecting the first store-wide labor union, voting 165 to 51 against forming Home Depot Workers United. It would have represented 274 workers at the facility. The defeat for the organizers could discourage activist workers who have successfully formed the first unions at big chains, including Amazon, Starbucks, and Apple, but have since suffered setbacks in getting collective bargaining off the ground. Jason Walker reporting.
Another one of the 12 railroad unions narrowly approving its deal with major freight railroads yesterday, offering some hope that the contract dispute might be resolved without a strike, even though two other unions rejected their agreements last month. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine because we've got podcasts all week, but this program comes to you via radio or via podcast if you listen to it later. 877-726-8255 is our number, And folks are going to have to help me out a little bit today because I'm a little jet-lagged having returned from a annual summit of the American Nutrition Association in San Diego. We got in late last night. Of course, we broadcast from Manhattan, New York City. And so I'm a little discombobulated. So your phone calls will be appreciated to move the show along. You're part of every week's broadcast, 877-726-8255. And yet I'm tremendously excited to be here and share some of the fascinating presentations that I heard at the American Nutrition Association, the theme of which was the impact of nutrition on mental health. And that is an incredibly important area because there is an explosion of information about how diet impacts the psychiatric field. And whether it's childhood maladies, which are skyrocketing, autism, attention deficit disorder, Tourette syndrome, childhood bipolar disorder, something virtually unheard of until recently, or middle life disorders, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression, schizophrenia, and then adult bipolar disease. And then the other end of the spectrum, there's dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So these are conditions that are treated with either psychotherapy or pharmaceutical drugs. And without that much success, I mean, yeah, look, there some people get a slam dunk response to psychiatric medication. They are essentially cured. They're made functional. They feel whole. But that's a bit of a moonshot for people with psychiatric disorders. Mostly these therapies are ameliorative. They don't cure those conditions. And I'm not saying that there's no place for pharmaceutical drugs, talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, phobia treatment, all these things are very, very important, but they have not achieved a true breakthrough in vanquishing psychiatric problems. And so we need nutrition as a component of that. And in the next few weeks and months, I'm going to be rolling out a series of guests who are going to be talking about the relationship between diet and the brain and our mental well-being. At this conference, presenter after presenter laid out a stark fact, which is that it's undeniable we're in the midst of a mental health crisis. I mean, look at the headlines. Look around. You know, look at what's happening to people. In addition to formally diagnosed psychiatric conditions, which are definitely on the upswing, major upticks, the statistics are horrible, we're increasingly angry and impulsive, and that's reflected in crime statistics, our political discourse, of course, and raucous social media. If you want to see evidence of that, put a hazmat suit on and go on Twitter or go on TikTok or even Facebook. And so much of this is fueled by societal factors. You know, we've got more and more screen time, and we've got declining values, and we've got the influence of alcohol and drugs and the pervasiveness of pot, for example. But it's arguable that poor diets play a significant role in this epidemic of mental disorders. We've got ultra-processed foods that are laden with sugar and refined seed oils, chemical additives and carby snacks that are virtually bereft of nutrients critical for brain health. They're all pro-inflammatory. And studies have now confirmed that inflammation impairs decision-making and heightens impulsivity. And so when it comes to food selection and consumption, what does impulsivity lead to? Well, it leads to disordered eating, poor choices, and addictive behaviors. And that perpetuates a vicious cycle towards progressive mental impairment. You know, eat the stuff that inflames your brain, that makes you lose your judgment, and then
you tend to eat more of the very same stuff that can undermine your brain function. And neuroimaging now confirms that obesity, we can actually look into the brain, see how it different parts of the brain light up. Obesity in and of itself is associated with brain changes. And given the high percentage of Westerners who now meet the criteria for excess weight, it's small wonder that we're seeing a plethora of psychiatric disorders as well as accelerated progression to dementia. But you don't have to be obese to be suffering from these brain problems, because there is something called the gut-brain axis. It's a two-way highway. So impulses from the brain affect digestion. Stress can even change the composition of the microbiome. It can make you have a leaky gut. And that allows bacterial toxins and food byproducts to go directly into your circulation where it doesn't belong and circulate across the blood-brain barrier and affect your brain. And conversely, the GI tract also has a profound impact on the brain. There's the concept of psychobiotics, probiotics, that influence mood. We talked a lot about that at the American Nutrition Association conference. There are actually animal studies that show that if you do a fecal transfer from an extroverted mouse to an introverted mouse, a mouse that acts for all the world like a depressed person, you know, sticking to itself and having social phobia, you can turn these introverted mice into gregarious critters, you know, acting normally. So there's a real call to action, because there was an unprecedented conference at the White House recently, which the American Nutrition Association attended. And there's an op-ed in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition by a politician. Now, we ordinarily don't like to hear from politicians, right? But this is good news, folks, because a congressman and a group of his colleagues, Congressman James McGovern, has called for heightened awareness of nutrition in health. And it's high time, because we've got a crisis in terms of degenerative diseases. We've got a crisis in terms of mental diseases. And in this op-ed, he recites these stark facts, and I'm quoting: of the over 28,300 medical students who graduated last year in the U.S., very few received adequate training in nutrition. Duh. Only about one-fifth of American medical schools require students to take a nutrition course. And requirements for nutrition curriculum and competency are limited or absent for key medical specialties, including internal medicine, cardiology, and even pediatrics. Furthermore, physicians' assistants and nurse practitioners have also expressed the need for expanded nutrition education. He continues, our doctors are graduating from medical school with huge amounts of knowledge, but without the necessary tools to screen for dietary problems, provide simple nutrition advice, or provide referrals as needed. A survey of resident physicians reported that only 14% believe they received adequate training in nutrition. And a survey of cardiologists, where nutrition is key, I think everyone would agree, showed that 90% believe they received minimal or no nutrition training during their schooling, even though 95% of these self-same cardiologists believed it was their personal responsibility to discuss nutrition with their patients. So we got a gap. Organizations like the American Nutrition Association, of which I'm proud to be a member, are addressing that gap. And if there are any nutrition health professionals out there, I heartily advise you to join the ANA and go to one of their conferences and learn more about the impact of nutrition on health. And I promise you, in weeks to come and months to come on Intelligent Medicine, you'll be hearing more from luminaries, great researchers and communicators on the impact of food and targeted supplementation on mood. Got some really fantastic guests lined up, so check out our podcast at drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Our lifespan is increasing. But what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance for more information and to order. You heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allergy. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Redding Civic Auditorium. Have you been to RedingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Redding has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Redding Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit RedingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit RedingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your phone calls. That number, by the way, is available to you 24-7, 365, and we encourage you to call even when we're not in the air and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Quick question. My neurologist has done some blood work, and just curious your opinion, the B12 blood rate that I have is above high normal. It's 1848. Just wanted your opinion if I should be concerned, and what do I do to get this down? This is the first time my B12 has been high. I have stopped taking B12 supplements a while ago, about 6 months ago, thinking that it would be low, thinking that I would need it at my age, which is 73, 74.
Okay. So, this is a common question, because they give you ranges of normal for B12. And I think, commonly the ranges are 180 or 200 as the low end and 1200 as the high end, and you're above normal. And unlike other things, like cholesterol, for example, too high B12 is normally not a problem. It's more on the low end where we start to have concerns. And actually, I think the standards for low B12 are too lenient. I think that people who have a B12 of 300 or 350 might need to pay more attention to B12 intake, either via their diets, because vegan diets are notorious low in B12, or take some supplements. And also, there's a question of something called intrinsic factor, which helps you absorb B12. People with pernicious anemia, they can't absorb the B12 adequately. I used to say, I used to pose the analogy like, okay, what if we look at the net worth of Bill Gates? You know, it is abnormally high, but that's not a problem. That's not an abnormality that we need to address. In fact, it's a good thing, right? When it comes to B12, there's been some speculation that high levels of B12 can be linked in unclear ways with some health risks. And I've looked at some of the literature, and for the most part, I would tell patients, don't worry about it. If you're otherwise healthy, there's not a problem. I think in certain liver disorders, sometimes B12 gets extraordinarily high. There was a kind of an alarmist article in the New York Times saying that, watch out for high B12 because in one study, high B12 was associated with increased mortality. The implication being like, don't take your B12 because B12 might kill you. No, that's not the case. In fact, alleviating B12 deficiency is very important for so many people. And even taking B12 shots, which send your B12 into the stratosphere, that has really been associated with helping people with energy. But, I think it's prudent for you to stop taking the B12 for a while. See if the B12 levels go down. Make sure that there's not a lot of B12 in your multi, because that may be a source of B12. And see what happens when you just absorb B12 from food. See if you remain in a normal range. Generally, not a problem, I would reassure you. 877-726-8255, our number. And while we're talking about diet for mental disorders, there is a suite of supplements that can address stress and mood. And that's why I want to share with you some information about the Protocol for Life Balance product line, which is available at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. As you know, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients that are backed by strong scientific research, and among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. Myo-inositol powder promotes emotional and mental wellness and healthy eating patterns. L-theanine can support relaxation without drowsiness. It helps focus and concentration, and it promotes healthy cognitive function. And clinical stress relief has been shown to support healthy cortisol levels and thus can help to relieve the symptoms of stress from everyday life. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. And when we return, I'm going to share with you a cautionary tale. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer Program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Care Award winner is Sparrow's Nest of the Hudson Valley, represented by Krista Jones, founder and executive director.
Sparrow's Nest was started in 2012 and provides weekly deliveries of homemade meals to families facing cancer in 5 counties across New York's Hudson Valley.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
Sparrow's Nest began as a personal commitment to helping a friend navigate her stage 4 cancer diagnosis and evolved from feeding 16 people into a charity that now feeds nearly 300 people each week.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information at
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KTNR.
To generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can join in on the conversation or pose a question by calling 877-726-8255 or record a question during the week when, even when we're not on the air. I just want to share with you that out of the time I spent in lockdown during COVID, I did an extraordinary amount of thinking, and I interviewed people and attended conferences via Zoom on the subject of how nutrition and lifestyle can enhance immunity. And I distilled all that in an Intelligent Medicine special report. It's entitled Immunity Reset, a Personalized Plan to Pandemic-Proof Your Body and Build Resilience for a Long, Healthy Life. And you can get it free. All you have to do is go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu and then click Immunity Reset. You can get my special report free, and it'll be a valuable resource for you going forward. As we, ordinary colds and flus, too, are part of that. Yeah, COVID is receding. It's becoming endemic rather than pandemic. But we still have to buttress our immune systems in the face of ordinary infections, COVID, too, because some of the measures we've taken to achieve zero COVID have been, to say the least, a little less effective than was hoped for. 877-726-8255 our number. And now I want to share with you a cautionary tale via our audio engineer, today's board op, Steve, who has a family tragedy, unfortunately. Steve, can you share a little bit what transpired in your family?
Yeah, my older brother passed a few weeks ago. I appreciate everyone's reaching out, but it was definitely...
We're so sorry to hear about that. And it was a premature death. He was a young man.
Yeah, he actually he would have turned 45 this week, so nothing normal here.
Indeed. So okay. So then we ask, how does a 44-year-old come to harm? And there's a lot of buzz on if you go on Twitter, on the internet, they show case after case. Somebody took the vaccine, and they within a week or two, they dropped dead, died in their sleep, young, healthy individuals. Was this the case with your brother?
No, he's he never got vaccinated. That's obviously a personal decision for him. But now he was, I was telling you, 5'11", 6', maybe 170, so not overweight.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty perfect BMI. That's normal. So he wasn't suffering from obesity. Okay.
Yeah, so, obviously, I took him down with some type of heart condition, and we had no idea. We were trying to, do the math on this one, and he wasn't overweight, he wasn't diabetic, wasn't vaccinated, and I think his daily lifestyle kind of contributed to it. So digging into it, he didn't really treat his body as well as he should have, and that's kind of a message for everyone else.
Indeed. So what are some of the factors that, in retrospect, may have predisposed him to an early cardiac death?
He definitely did not eat regular meals, never really ate breakfast or drank water. So drink water if you can as much as possible. Was not really an alcoholic, but he did smoke a pack of cigarettes every day, and that's not, I wouldn't, if you can get off that habit, I would urge you to do that as soon as possible.
Right. And so he was a construction worker.
Correct.
And so he had relatively physically active, would you say? Was he, perhaps he didn't exercise, go to a gym and, get on the elliptical machine, but he did, some form of manual labor. So there wasn't a completely sedentary lifestyle, right? And he wasn't obese.
Definitely moving around, but when it comes down to it, definitely didn't eat his fruits and vegetables or drink enough water, and coupled that with, packed cigarettes a day for 25 years.
What about his beverage consumption? Because you mentioned his favorite drink was what?
Dr.
Pepper, yeah. and sweetened teas and
pure leaf tea, yeah.
Fruit drinks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was pretty much, never drank coffee, but would kind of just sip on iced tea throughout the day and then have Dr. Pepper at night, no water. I've never really seen him drink much water either.
Right. And then the other thing is, and in the typical male fashion, so macho males do this, he ignored some of the warning signs. What were those?
Yeah, so apparently he didn't tell our family, but he was telling his friends that he had been having some chest pains and being out of breath for a few weeks, and then we were talking off air about, that is sure signs of something coronary going on between, pain in your neck and your chest, and we had no idea until his best friend told us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any results or autopsies yet, but that's kind of what it's looking like.
Right. So at the funeral and at the eulogy, you lamented his passing, but also it was kind of a teachable moment. And I think some of the people shared that to honor his memory, perhaps it's advisable to get the word out about, especially for men, get checked out. Look at your risk factors, evaluate your diet, stop smoking, some of these things, right?
Yeah, I will admit that I don't go to my physician as much as I should, but I think the takeaway from everything.
It's a guy thing.
And I think the takeaway from that is every 6 months to a year, go see a physician, especially if you're over 30 and especially if you're over 40. Please go see a physician. Even if you think nothing's wrong, please. You don't know until it's too late, and I'll be the first to tell you.
Indeed, and there's a you're not that into it, but a bit of a correction is that you shared with me that your girlfriend's a nurse, an RN.
His girlfriend was.
Oh, his girlfriend was. Okay, well, I guess he didn't heed her warnings, but at the funeral, she probably was pretty outspoken about
100%.
That, right? Okay. Once again, condolences, and our radio family offers their condolences on your loss. But at the very least, maybe we can make something positive out of it. It certainly is a teachable moment for, especially for men out there who lead a rugged lifestyle and feel they're indestructible. Thanks, Steve. 877-726-8255, our number. And let me share with you something that is very important. And I'm really pleased to usher in this new sponsor. Because as with all our sponsors, I believe implicitly in the products that they offer. And this is a new niche for sponsorship here on Intelligent Medicine that I think badly needs to be filled. And it has to do with lifespan. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span? The portion of our lives in which we are healthy. Well, you can, according to the latest research, extend your lifespan. And there's a company called SRW, Science Research Wellness, a nutraceutical company that's addressing this by curating the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and process within our very cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system, a suite of nutrients which support the 9 areas of the cell that change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. By the way, that's a great book, so check it out. We interviewed the author, Dr. Greg McPherson, who is the brain behind SRW. Their carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. So you can learn more about the science behind SRW, the nine hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age. Yeah, they actually provide that service by going to srw.co. That's srw.co, the science of aging well, srw.co. And we welcome them to our roster of great sponsors here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's another great product that I've been taking lately. I've been taking, and they're not a sponsor, but I'm going to give them a shout-out because I personally take a product called MitoPure. It's Urolithin A. And Urolithin A has shown great promise in supporting the mitochondria. And that's part of the process of aging, is when the mitochondria decline, you basically run out of cellular energy. And so I take it, you know, and I take it on the basis that I wanted to improve athletic performance because there are some promising studies that suggest that by supporting the mitochondria, it may increase strength and endurance, especially in people as they age. The product is MitoPure, and the active ingredient is Urolithin A. Well, lo and behold, there seems to be another ancillary benefit to Urolithin A. Headline, metabolite product from pomegranate. Researchers identify a way to boost tumor-fighting immune cells. This is very cool. A research team in Frankfurt at the Goethe University has shown that Urolithin A induces a biological pathway that recycles and renews mitochondria through a process known as mitophagy. You know, you've heard of autophagy, that's the body's cleanup. Well, the mitochondria specifically have their own cleanup system. It's called mitophagy. Aged and damaged mitochondria in the T cells are removed and replaced by new functional ones. And this reprograms the T cells, which are thus more able to fight tumors. So they say this is not so much a form of a treatment that kills the cancer cell, you know, like chemotherapy, but works on the immune system, which is the natural defense against cancer. So again, you know, they need more research to demonstrate that there's actually in humans an anti-cancer effect. But wouldn't it be great if you could get an anti-aging effect, muscle strengthening and endurance supporting effect, as well as, you know, without the risk of increasing cancer, au contraire, it actually seems to help the immune system with its surveillance against the development of cancer cells and their spread in the body. So a very cool product, MitoPure, from, I think, Timeline Nutrition is the company that offers it. And I'm going to give them a shout-out because it's a product I like to take. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness. Myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance for more information and to order.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Any guess on how old Cadillac is? 120. For 12 decades, Cadillac has been pioneering tech and innovation in the automotive space with many firsts, as we hear from Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
We were the first to have a closed body car. Before that, all cars were open air. The first car to have V8 interchangeable parts. Before that, all engine parts had to be crafted specifically for one vehicle. We're the first car company to have an automatic starter. Before that, you had to hand crank your car. We're the first car company to have an automatic carburetor. Before that, you had to go down the road and adjust fuel for speed, temperature, and altitude. The first car company to have magnetic ride control. First curved automotive glass. First motorized sunroof. First headlight. First subscription service.
And that's just a small sampling. The company's also looking to the future, especially with its Cadillac Lyriq EV, which I'll tell you more about next time. Cadillac.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and now to talk a little bit about COVID. Yeah, it's still around. And White House messaging is all over the place on the new bivalent vaccine. President Biden made an appearance this week where he got, it must be his fifth shot, his Omicron booster. And this in spite of the fact that he recently had COVID, I think it was less than 3 months ago. It's generally recommended by doctors that you wait 3 months after a case of COVID before you get the vaccine. Nonetheless, he wanted to show his public spiritedness and exhort the public to take the vaccine, of which the government has purchased an enormous number of dosages. So they stockpiled the new Omicron vaccine, which guarantees sales and profits for Pfizer, the maker of the new bivalent vaccine. But the uptake has been poor, and so they're really pushing it. And he stated something to the effect of, you know, take the vaccine. It's going to offer you a lot of protection. You know, flu season coming up, take the flu vaccine and the Omicron vaccine. And, oh, by the way, it's going to reduce transmissibility, which is actually something that's been dispelled, that it may reduce transmissibility a little bit, but it really doesn't reduce transmissibility to a significant extent. So, unfortunately, there are a couple of studies that came out recently, just this week, which are at odds with these claims that the Omicron booster is an advance over the previous vaccines. I mean, the whole idea is, okay, we know that the virus has changed. And so to use the vaccines that we developed against the original strain of COVID may miss the target. So it kind of makes sense. The new vaccine is bivalent. So it's got some of the components of the original vaccine against COVID, which we started administering in 2020. But it's got a new updated spike protein antigen that conforms to the Omicron virus. And so it's thought you're going to get double coverage. You're going to get a boost to, you know, whatever you got from the previous vaccines, plus you're going to get something new and distinctive that may confer special protection against the new Omicron variants. So the problem is that two studies seem to upend these expectations. This according to CBSNews.com. So, you know, this is mainstream news. We're not talking, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, you know, somebody who is a critic of the vaccine program. This is mainstream. What they found in these two studies, there was no significant difference in neutralization of any SARS COVID variant tested between individuals who received a fourth monovalent vaccine and those who received a fourth dose of bivalent vaccine. So let me repeat. They gave people a fourth vaccine, which was the, you know, the old-fashioned vaccine, and then they gave people a booster on their fourth dose of a bivalent vaccine, the new updated Omicron vaccine. And one study concluded there was no difference. So, and this may have to do with something called immune system original sin, which means that once you calibrate an immune response, that it sticks to the original immune response. The immune response was to the old spike protein, and just introducing the new variant of the spike protein, your immune system anchors itself to the original virus. And that's why, you know, and they anticipated it. I said, this may subvert our attempts to update the vaccine. Well, it turns out that may be the case. They say there was also experiment against the new BA5 variant, and there was only a modest and non-significant improvement from the updated boosters in their study. So two studies, neither of which show any distinct advantage over the previous vaccines of the new Omicron vaccine. So it's going to be a tough sell. And the messaging from the White House is that this is the bomb. This is great stuff. Dr. Ashish Jha, who was the White House vaccine spokesperson, says, he says, I do think that the protection against infection is going to be better than if you were getting the original prototype booster. However, The research does not support that. And we also may see new variants that completely elude the vaccine as the vaccine, as the virus mutates, as it so often does. It adapts to new circumstances, and it tries to elude our immune system memories, whether acquired from a natural infection or whether acquired from vaccines. So, it's like Houston, we have a problem. The new vaccine, a lot of people mistrustful of it and a little skeptical about the claims that it is going to offer significantly more protection than previous vaccines have afforded. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots coming up in the next hour, so stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our website, drhoffman.com, where you can find podcasts, follow us on social media, download our newsletter, and subscribe to it. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
SimpliSafe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for faster police response. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Both President Biden and former President Trump hoping to provide their parties late boosts on the last full day of campaigning before midterm elections. Those results could reshape the balance of power in Washington. At a rally in Miami Sunday afternoon, the former president blasting his successor for his handling of the economy, especially in the energy sector.
We're $1.87 a gallon for gasoline. Think of that, $1.87. Now today in California, they just broke $8 a gallon.
As of Sunday morning, AAA says the national average is $3.80 a gallon. That's up 4 cents from a week ago. Mr. Biden holding a Monday evening rally in Maryland as Democrats eye retaking the governor's mansion there. Mr. Trump set the stage his own rally in Ohio, where his handpicked Senate candidate J.D. Vance is running for the Senate. Republicans are optimistic about winning enough seats to retake control of both the House and the Senate, while Democrats insist they're poised for a better night than many people expect. A senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation says it's time for the Supreme Court to end racial preferences in education. Giancarlo Camparo says American colleges and universities should welcome all students who have the academic capabilities, interests, and values to perform well. speaking with the Salem Radio Network recently, Comparo says, based on the arguments presented last week to the court, affirmative action's days seem to be numbered.
There seems to be a very solid majority. I think six of the justices are very uncomfortable with the use of racial discrimination in college admissions. And I think that my tentative position is they will probably strike them down.
Arguments were about existing affirmative action policies at Harvard University and University of North Carolina. More news at townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The men's and women's winners in the New York City Marathon are both from Kenya, but the event is much more than just determining the fastest of 50,000 runners.
Danielia Roberts is running her sixth marathon, and she says there's nothing like it.
The New York crowds are like nowhere else. You know, turning into Central Park, when you're in New York, it's just, you're like a rock star.
The 55-year-old thyroid cancer survivor running to raise money for research. Her husband has cancer now.
That form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is incurable. So training and getting through the runs a lot was just being able to do something that he couldn't.
The marathon has 500 official charity partners. Last year, close to $48 million was raised. Julie Walker, New York.
In football, Buccaneers beat the Rams 16-13 Sunday. In the process, Tom Brady became the first player in NFL history to throw for more than 100,000 yards. More at townhall.com. Another commercial egg farm has been infected with bird flu.
The latest case is in Wright County in north central Iowa, about 80 miles north of Des Moines, housing about 1.1 million chickens. Iowa has had 15 commercial farms infected this year, including turkeys, egg-laying hens, and other chickens. Because the virus is highly contagious, all birds on an infected farm are killed to avoid spread. Iowa has lost the most birds at more than 13 million this year, before the latest farm was found infected. John Scott reporting.
Home Depot workers in Philadelphia Saturday rejecting the first store-wide labor union. They voted 165-51 against forming Home Depot Workers United. It would have represented 274 employees at the facility. The defeat could discourage activist workers who successfully formed first unions at other big chains. More at townhall.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with a comics character on the radio. And then after Archie Andrews, we check in on Burns and Allen. Joining Bob Hastings in this offering will be Alice Yorman and Arthur Cole as his parents, Rosemary Rice as Betty, Gloria Mann as Veronica, and Harlan Stone as Jughead. It's from May 15th, 1948.
Weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Friday night as we look in on the Andrews home. Late Friday night. Mr. and Mrs. Andrews are in their bedroom, sound asleep, when...
Ah! What was that? Fred. Fred, did you hear someone scream? It was in Archie's room. Fred? Oh, fine. I'll have to go in there and see what's wrong. Archie, what's the matter? Are you all right? Archie, what's the trouble? Archie? For pity's sake. He's sleeping. Well, I might as well...
Get away from here, or I'll let you have it.
Archie,
don't make another move.
Archie,
I'm warning you.
Archie,
I'll tell you what.
Archie, for pity's sake, wake up.
Who is it?
What's the matter? That's what I want to know. A minute ago, you screamed like someone was killing you, and now you're shooting people with machine guns.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Gee, I guess I was dreaming, Mom. Oh, yeah, I remember now. I was fighting Indians.
What?
Indians, you know.
Archie, not so loud. You'll wake your father.
Oh, okay, Mom. But boy, what a dream, Mom. I was leading a bunch of covered wagons across the prairies, and we got ambushed by 10 million Indians.
How many?
Well, I didn't stop to count them, but a million at least. We formed a circle and took cover behind the wagons. And then the Indians attacked. Bing, bang, bing, bang. All around us, we kept killing Indians. Bing, bang, bing, 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 bang, bing, 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 bang.
Archie,
bing,
I get the idea. You were killing Indians.
And how? And then my machine gun jammed.
Machine gun in those days?
Whose dream is this?
Oh, all right. Go ahead, but not so loudly.
Oh, okay, Mom, okay. And when my machine gun jammed, I knew there was only one thing to do.
What?
I knew our only hope was to get the leader of the Indians.
The leader?
Yeah, Chief Rain in the face. So I put my trusty Bowie knife between my teeth.
Yes.
But it didn't taste so good, so I put it in my hand.
Yes.
And slowly I crawled out of the circle of wagons.
Yes.
To where Chief Rain in the face was standing, directing his warriors.
Yes.
And slowly I raised my knife.
Yes.
And just as I was about to attack, he saw me.
What did he do?
He grabbed his tomahawk. Gee whiz, Dad!
Well, for pity's sake, Fred, what are you doing here?
Well, I heard all the noise, and I came in here to find out what the dickens was going on. I didn't know I'd walk right into the French and Indian War.
Like Dad, no French, just Indians.
Archie, never mind. Fred, Archie had a bad dream, and he was telling me about it.
Now, Mom, why do you say a bad dream? I thought it was a swell dream.
Well, bad dream or swell dream, is this any time to be telling it?
Well, Fred, I thought if the boy got it off his chest, he'd sleep better.
Oh, well, all right. But for Pete's sake, now that he has told it, let's go back to sleep.
Yes, dear. Are you all right now, son?
Sure, Mom.
All right. Come on, Fred. We'll go back to bed.
All right. But, Archie, one thing.
Yes, Dad?
What did the chief do after he saw you?
Oh, that. You mean just as I was slowly creeping up on him with my trusty Bowie knife?
Yes.
And he turned and grabbed his tomahawk?
Uh-huh.
That's when I woke up.
Oh, fine. Come on, Mary. Let's go back to sleep.
Yes, dear.
I've never heard of anything like this. Indians and dreams in the middle of the night.
Well, Fred, most people dream in the middle of the night, you know.
Yes, I know, dear. But why couldn't he finish the story?
Oh, Fred, don't be silly. Now, get into bed. I'll turn the light off.
Here I am. I am.
Good night, dear.
Yeah, good night. Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, dear?
Are you hiccuping?
Am I what?
Hiccuping.
Fred, don't be silly.
I thought I heard you hiccup.
But I'm not hiccuping.
I'll go to sleep.
All right, then. All right. Mary.
Hmm?
I thought you said you were not hiccuping.
Fred, I'm not.
But I heard it.
Fred, you're imagining things. Now go to sleep.
All right, dear. All right.
Fred?
Hmm?
Are you sure you're not hiccuping?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Mary, don't be silly.
But I just heard it. There it is again. Oh, for pity's sake, it's Archie.
Archie?
Yes. Archie?
Yes, Mom?
Is that you hiccuping?
Oh, it sure is, Mom.
For pity's sake. Fred, I'll have to go see what's wrong.
Oh, me. Dreams and Indians and now hiccups.
Archie, what's the matter, dear?
Gee, I don't know, Mama. I just keep hiccuping.
Well, that dream probably got you too excited.
Gee whiz, what's my dream got to do with hiccups?
Well, I don't know, but when people get excited, they sometimes start hiccuping.
Oh, gee, that's silly.
Well, we'll have to stop them or we'll never get to sleep. Fred, bring me a glass of water, please.
What?
I said bring me a glass of water.
What for?
Fred, I'm trying to do something for Archie's hiccups.
What if his hiccups ever do for us?
Fred! This is no time to be funny. Go get the water, dear.
Oh, dear. All right, Mary. All right.
Now, Archie, try holding your breath while I count 10. That sometimes stops it.
But, Mom, I...
Archie, just do as I say, dear. Hold your breath.
Okay, Mom.
Holding it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, don't let it out till I say 10. Understand?
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Mr. Waterberry, what the dickens is he doing?
Holding his breath.
4.
All right. To stop the hiccups. 4.
Holding his breath to stop hiccups. Mary, that's
Fred,
the way to do
quiet.
It.
Fred, be quiet. I'm trying to count. 4.
Mary, I know a sure way to cure hiccups.
Fred, would you let me finish this?
But it won't work.
It will, too.
It will not.
It will, so.
Never in a million years.
Do I have to hold my breath that long?
Oh, for pity's sake. Fred, now you spoiled it.
Spoiled what?
That.
Mary, there is only one way to cure hiccups, and that's to drink this glass of water down in one swallow.
Well, I was going to try that next. That's why I asked you to bring the water.
Well, you should have done that first. Anything else is a waste of time. Well, here, Archie. Now drink this down, and your hiccups will be gone.
But, Dad, I'm not thirsty.
Archie, you drink it whether you're thirsty or not. We can't stay up all night listening to you hiccup.
Gee whiz, okay, gimme.
Here, now don't stop till you finish it all. That's right. Keep going. Attaboy. Get it all down. Don't stop now. Just a little more. There we are. Good boy.
Oh.
There. Now your hiccups are all gone, or my name isn't Fred Andrews. call me Joe. Oh, Mary, I give up. You'll just have to let the boys' hiccups stop by themselves.
But that could go on all night. Fred, I want you to call a doctor.
At this hour, Mary, it's 11 o'clock.
Well, I know it, but we've got to do something.
Yes, but you can't. Mary, you can't go. You can't go. I'll call the doctor. You know, when some people have the hiccups, they just have the hiccups. But when my son has the hiccups, we have to call an ambulance. Operator. Get me a Riverdale. Mary, what's the doctor's number?
243, I think.
Riverdale 243, I think. Operator. No. Fine thing. Go waking the doctor up at this hour for hiccups. Hello, Dr. Higgins. This is Fred Andrews. Doctor, I'm really terribly sorry to wake you. I never would have, but my wife insisted that I... What? Oh, the trouble. Yes, I was getting to that. It's my son, Doctor. He's got the hiccups. I said hiccups. Yeah, that's right. And what? Is a bicarbonate? Oh, is that all? Oh, all right, Doctor. Thanks a lot. Bye.
What did he say, dear?
No, he didn't. He said give Archie a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda and a glass of water.
Bicarbonate?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why didn't I think... Oh, good heavens, we don't have any.
Yeah. What?
There isn't a bit of bicarbonate in the house.
Great. Mary, I'm glad you had me wake Dr. Higgins so he could tell us to give Archie some bicarbonate, which we can't give him because we don't have any bicarbonate. Oh, shut up.
Fred.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but that hicking at this hour is getting on my nerves.
Well, never mind your nerves. I'll have to call Betty.
Call the Marines if you want. Call who?
Betty.
borrow some bicarbonate.
At this hour? Oh, now, Mary, you can't go around waking up the whole town just because your son has hiccups.
Fred, if the doctor says Archie needs bicarbonate, he's going to get bicarbonate.
The doctor didn't say he needs it, dear. He said try it.
Well, it's the same thing. Operator, get me Riverdale 647, please. How do you feel now, Archie?
Rotten.
Well, don't you worry, dear. We'll soon have it. Hello, Betty. This is Mrs. Andrews, dear. Did I wake you? Oh, I'm awfully sorry, dear. And I wouldn't have bothered you, but it's important.
Something wrong, Mrs. Andrews?
Yes, Archie has the hiccups.
The what?
The hiccups. And the doctor said bicarbonate is good for hiccups, but we don't have any.
Hiccups are bicarbonate.
Bicarbonate. Do you have any?
Oh, sure, Mrs. Andrews. Want me to bring it over?
Well, if it's not too much trouble, dear.
Oh, no, Mrs. Andrews. Glad to. Be right over.
All right, dear. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
There, Fred, you see? Betty didn't mind my calling her at all. Archie, how do you feel now?
Same.
Well, as soon as Betty gets here... Oh, dear, that couldn't be Betty already.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. I brought the bicarbonate.
Oh, hello, dear. Thank you very much.
Hi, Archie.
Hi, Betty. Mom, I want
to... It was sweet of you to come over, dear.
Mom,
I'm sorry I had to bother you.
Mom,
but I don't know what we'd have done without this.
Mom, I just...
Well, what is it, Archie?
I'm trying to tell you. My hiccups are gone.
I know, dear, and as soon as you take some... Your hiccups are what?
They're gone.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Golly.
Archie, are you sure?
Positive. See? No hiccups.
Well, Archie, when'd they go away?
While I was listening to Mr. Sherry's dream, I guess.
For heaven's sake. Betty, I'm terribly sorry, dear. It looks like you went to all that trouble for nothing.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Andrews. That's how those things are. Well, I'll go home now.
Well, thanks ever so much, Betty.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
Oh, that's okay.
Bye, dear.
You're listening to the fun of Archie Andrews. We'll be back with more after we take a short break.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
You must have left it dripping when you got Archie that glass of water.
But me. All right, Mary, I'll go and shut it off. Or I'll be darned if I'll turn the lights on.
Why not?
Because the first thing you know, somebody will see them and we'll have visitors again. All night long, one thing after another. Up and down, up and down. All night long, up and down. Down again.
Fred, did you trip over the vacuum cleaner?
Oh, no, dear. The vacuum cleaner tripped over me.
What happened?
I tripped over a vacuum cleaner that your mother left out as a booby trap.
Fred, I didn't know such thing. But did you hurt yourself?
Of course I did. Oh, my toe. Oh, my toe.
Oh, dear. Oh. Archie, turn the light on.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, my toe.
Fred, stop groaning and let me see it, dear.
Gee, maybe it's broken.
Oh, it feels like it.
It's not broken.
Well, it feels like it is.
Fred, you just stubbed it. A little ice water will fix it up in no time.
I hope so. A little what?
Ice water. I think.
Now, Mary, wait a minute. I am not going to put this toe in any ice water.
Oh, Fred, you've got to. It'll get so sore and swollen you won't be able to walk for a week.
But I.
Now, just take me a second to get a basin of ice water ready, and you soak it for a minute, and it'll be good as new.
All right, Mary. What's the use of arguing? When you decide I'm going to soak my toe in ice water, I might as well get used to the idea I'm going to soak my toe in ice water.
Now, come on downstairs while I get the ice off.
Well, how? I can hardly walk.
I'll help you, Dad. Put one arm around me.
All right, Archie.
Attaboy. Now, just take it easy.
Fine. Thank you. All I wanted to do was sleep, and now look, I'm crippled.
Oh, you'll feel better as soon as Mom gets the ice water, Dad.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll make me feel just dandy, just fine and dandy.
Yeah. There we are. Sit right here, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, my toe. Mary, Oh, no.
Gee whiz, now who can that be?
I knew it as sure as anything. The minute you turn the lights on in this house, it draws visitors like moths.
I'll get it, Dad. Gee whiz, Jughead.
Who'd you expect? The Shadow?
Jughead, I didn't expect anybody at this hour. What are you doing here anyway?
I was on my way home from the movies. I went to the early show.
Early show? How come you got out so late?
Well, the picture had such an unhappy ending, I stayed a second time hoping it would turn out better.
Oh, great.
Gee, hello, Mr. Andrews. What are you doing up?
Nursing a sore toe.
Huh?
I stumbled in the dark and hurt my big toe. See?
Gee, that's the biggest big toe I've ever seen.
Oh, fine.
Except my Uncle Herman.
Oh, me, Jughead.
He's got the biggest big toe of anybody.
Yes, Jughead, but...
Well, that's because he's got bigger feet than anybody.
Jughead, will you please leave my big feet alone?
Huh?
No, I mean, forget about my feet.
Jughead, what are you doing here?
Well, I saw the lights on and just dropped in.
Gee whiz, Mr. Andrews, how did you know?
Oh, I could tell.
Well, Fred, never mind arguing with Jughead now. Here's the ice water for your toe.
Whose toe?
Your toe. Well,
Mary, what am I going to do with ice water for my... Oh, you mean my toe.
Yes,
oh.
I mean your toe. Fred, has your toe stopped hurting? Oh, for pity's sake. Fred Andrews, do you mean to say that I went to all that trouble for nothing?
Mary, how did I know it would stop hurting?
You didn't, but if it stopped so soon, it couldn't have hurt very much.
Yeah.
Mary, I tell you, it would hurt like...
Fred, let's not discuss it at this hour. Jughead, you better run along now. It's awfully late.
Gee, you don't have to stop arguing on my account.
Jughead,
I like a good argument.
Jughead, we are not arguing, and please go home.
I can take a hint. Night, Mr. Andrews. Night, Mr. Andrews. Night, Arthur.
Good night,
Jughead.
Oh. Well, I'm glad that's settled. Now, Fred, if you think you can get up the stairs without a stretcher, let's get to bed.
Oh, now, Mary, I see no reason for sarcasm.
Fred, I didn't mean to be sarcastic, but I would like to get to sleep.
Me too.
All right, let's go up and go to sleep. I don't believe it.
No, I'd better Jughead again. Well, what do you want now?
Hello, Archie.
Aha! Oh, me.
Hi, y'all, Archie Tim.
Aha! Archie,
it's awful good to see y'all, Archie.
I don't mean to be rude, but is this any time to start giggling at people?
Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Hello, Veronica.
I hope you don't mind my dropping in like this, but I saw the
lights... Veronica, if you say you're going to say you saw the lights on and you stopped by, please don't.
My goodness, how did you know?
Oh, instinct, just pure instinct.
Well, I just wanted to say hello, but you all seem ready for bed, so I better run along now.
I'll
get it, dear.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Betty!
Did I wake you, Mrs. Andrews?
Veronica.
Hi, Betty.
What are you doing here?
She saw the lights on and just dropped in.
Oh. Well, anyway, I came back because my father woke up and can't get back to sleep and he wants the bicarbonate.
Oh, dear. Did you leave it here?
Uh-huh. Oh, here it is right on the hall table. Wasn't that silly of me?
Yes, Betty, very. But now that you... If this was a dream, I'd rather have Indian.
I'll get it, dear.
Hello.
Oh, great.
What are you doing back here?
I got locked out of my house.
Locked out?
Yeah. I forgot my keys and my folks have gone to bed. And I didn't want to wake my father. He hates to be awakened.
Oh, he hates to be awakened. I suppose you think I'd like to be.
Fred, don't make a scene.
Mary, I am not making a scene.
Oh, goodness, I didn't mean to intrude.
Now, Veronica,
I wouldn't have come over if my father didn't need the bicarbonate.
Betty,
have you ever seen my father when somebody wakes him?
Jughead, will you
Fred,
please?
Control yourself.
Mary, dear, I'm trying to...
Jughead,
look, Betty. Veronica. Mary. Jughead, will you please... Mary, quiet. Quiet! Quiet!
That's better. Now listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Now, I may be expecting too much, but I went to bed 2 or 3 hours ago because I wanted to get a good night's sleep. But why can't I sleep? Why?
Indigestion?
Jughead, be quiet.
I can't sleep because all night long, Archie with his dreams and Archie with his hiccups and Archie needs some bicarbonate. And all night long, Archie. You'd think the boy was 6 months old. So, young man, I want to say to you right here and now that hereafter, if you can't sleep like a... Archie? Archie? Mary, where is the boy?
I don't know. He was here a minute ago.
He's in the armchair.
What's he doing there?
He's sound asleep.
Oh, no.
He's sure he's not. Wake up,
Back to the Andrews. It's a few minutes later, after everything has calmed down, including Mr. Andrews. The company is gone, and Archie and his mother and father have just come upstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry we had to wake you, Archie, but we couldn't let you sleep in that armchair all night.
Oh, that's okay, Mama. I wouldn't have any trouble going right back to sleep.
Well, I hope not.
Night, Dad. Night, Wolf.
Good night,
good
dear.
Good night, son. Oh, well, maybe we can get to sleep once and for all.
Yes, dear. Turn off the light.
I am.
I have never seen such a night.
Nor have I. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Indians! Millions of Indians!
Oh,
Indians.
No!
We're surrounded!
Red Andrews, wake up!
Be!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Ureman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
That was The Adventures of Archie Andrews from May 15th, 1948. Bob Hastings later became a busy television actor. Among his best-known roles, he played Lieutenant Elroy Carpenter on McHale's Navy, bartender Tommy Kelsey in All in the Family, and police captain Ramsey on the daytime drama General Hospital. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, George Burns and Gracie Allen, right after we take this break.
In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Boston Blackie Death Wish, Broadway actor Richard Calmer stars as the infamous safecracker turned private eye.
Well, there's a hired killer in this case, a case I'm about to break wide open, if you'll help me.
I'll help you into a cell.
No, you won't. You're going to meet me in 30 minutes. Keep your eyes open and watch me close this case.
For a limited time, Boston Blackie Death Wish is being made available to our listeners at 50% off the regular price. Get 16 hard-hitting crime classics on 8 CDs for only $15.98. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON33 to order now.
Give me 24 hours and a few facts, Faraday, and you'll not only have Evans' killer, but Wilson will have his diamond.
The clock is ticking, so order Boston Blackie Death Wish today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON33 to get 50% off. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you Escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for George Burns and Gracie Allen. Be sure to also listen for Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, and so many more, in the role of the misnamed Happy Postman. This broadcast is from September 5th of 1946.
Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie. Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and our Happy Postman. Well, George Burns is one of those lucky men whose wife looks after him. In fact, if it hadn't been for Gracie, George would never have gotten away for that rest in the pines. It all started last week when Gracie said...
George...
Yes, dear?
Our radio program goes back on the air next week, and I think you ought to get away for a little rest before you start to work.
Come, but I don't need a rest, Gracie. I feel wonderful.
Oh, now, dear, I know how hard you work once the radio season starts. Standing up there in front of that microphone, pouring into it all the charm and talent that is you.
Do you really think my personality comes over the radio, Gracie?
Oh, darling, radio was made for you. And when television comes...
Yeah?
Well, let's worry about that when it comes.
In the meantime, we'll save our money.
Now, you go away for a rest.
I'll hold it, of course.
I've made a reservation for you at Pine Lake in the Pines. A week of fishing will put you in shape for the season.
But, Gracie, I feel absolutely wonderful. Why should I go fishing?
Well, darling, all men go fishing in the summer, from the president on down. I heard a radio commentator discussing it this morning. He said President Truman's out on a yacht, most of the congressmen are at some lake, and the rest of the country's up the creek.
Got something there.
Yeah, now, dear, go pack your gun and your fishing rod and head for Pine Lake in the Pines.
How about you?
Oh, you don't want a woman tagging along to a place like that. That's for big, strong he-men like you. Oh, I can see you now, blazing away at a mountain trout or reeling in a covey of quail.
Or harpooning a deer.
Sure.
Yeah, professional harpooner. Look, but won't you be terribly lonesome if I go away for a week?
Well, of course I will, George. I'll miss you so much I won't be able to stand it in this house without you.
You poor kid. Where'd you go?
Oh, who knows where I might wander in my loneliness. Magnon, Saks, Bullocks, the May Company.
Oh, so that's why you'd like to get me out of town. So you can go on a shopping spree.
Well, I do shop much better when you're out of town.
Gracie, I'm not going to Pine Lake while you spend all my money on new clothes. Besides, I don't need a rest. I'm in the pink.
Well, think what a week up there will do for you. When you come back, you'll be in the red.
Yes, I'll even be healthier.
Well, I'll tell you what, dear. If you go to Pine Lake in the Pines, I'll promise to only window shop while you're gone.
Only window shop?
Yes.
Huh?
I'll buy only what I see in the windows.
Yes, that's better that way.
You know, I made a reservation for you, and I've got all your clothes packed.
Well, I guess I might as well. You'll go shopping either way.
Oh, you'll feel wonderful when you come back with your lungs full of that sweet scented pine air.
It's a shame you have to miss it.
Oh, well, that's all right. When you come back, you can breathe on me.
I'll do that. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, dear.
And so George went away for a week of solid rest at Pine Lake in the Pines. We find him now just returning home. And how do you think he feels? Just the way you felt when you got home from your vacation.
George, my big, strong he-man is back.
Oh, help me and the dog, Gracie.
Darling, what's the matter?
I haven't slept for a week. Some wise guy got my reservation. I had to sleep on the ground.
Oh, you poor boy. Sit down and tell me all about it.
I'm covered with mosquito bites. But I'm so sunburned I can't scratch them.
Oh, darling. Sit down and tell me all about it.
Not only that, I got poison ivy.
Oh, where?
Right here.
Oh, kneel down and tell me all about it.
I feel awful. What a week.
But wasn't it wonderful smelling the pine air?
I don't know. I couldn't smell it.
Why not?
My nose closed up. I'm allergic to pine trees.
Oh, you poor darling.
I sneezed the whole time I was there.
Oh, what a shame. But I'll cure your allergy. I'll have you on your feet in no time.
Thanks.
Now, let's see. What is that remedy I heard about? You soak your feet in a gallon of Epsom salts and drink a hot lemonade. Or do you soak your feet in the hot lemonade and drink a gallon of Epsom salts? George, which do you think would get you on your feet quicker?
I think somebody else better kill me.
No, excuse me, dear. I'll see who's at the door.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman. You've been away on a vacation, haven't you?
Yes. I spent 2 weeks at the beach, letting the sun turn my superb body into a bronze thing of splendor. Now I'm simply bursting with energy.
Well, you're certainly luckier than my husband. At least you didn't come home with a frightful affliction.
Oh, yes, I did. My wife was with me.
Oh, no, no. I didn't mean your wife. I meant something like an allergy. Poor George just got back from the pine woods with a terrible allergy.
Oh, it's too bad he didn't go swimming with me. It would have given him new vigor.
Oh, yeah, he could use it.
Does your husband do the backstroke?
Well, he did when we were first married. Now I'm lucky if he holds my hand.
You say some whimsical things, Mrs. Burns.
Well, I'm sorry George didn't go with you, Mr. Postman. It certainly turned you into a tower of strength.
Oh, you're so right. Single-handed, I fought 4 brawny lifeguards. Ripping, tearing, slugging, crunching, scratching. They were after my wife.
Oh, did you beat them?
No, they overpowered me and rescued her anyway. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Time to take a short break on the Burns and Allen Show. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
If you love cars and have a project on the go, you know how important those hard-to-find parts are. If only there was a huge marketplace with new, used, and hard-to-find parts for your vehicle. Well, we'd like to introduce you to eBay Motors. Ryan Balchess from eBay explains.
If you have a restoration that you're working on or you have a vintage vehicle, the benefit with eBay is just a tremendous depth of parts. We have over 40 million listings from sellers across the country and globally. And you can find a, you know, very specific part to find your year, make, and model. Within North America right now, we sell over 3 parts per second. So we have tons of buyers already that trust in finding the right parts. So as you're tackling a project, I'm pretty confident you'll be able to find what you need in terms of a restoration.
Go to ebay.com/motors and enter your vehicle in My Garage to get started.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Here's the deal.
I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now let's return to George Burns and Gracie Allen on When Radio Was.
Oh, George, I'm terribly sorry about your vacation. Imagine going to the pine woods and finding out you're allergic to pine trees.
Yeah. Never had such a miserable...
Oh, George, you sneezed. And there are no pine trees around here.
That's funny. I thought it was the smell of pine that...
There's only one explanation. It's not pine trees you're allergic to. It's something else. Something you had with you up there and still have with you. Look in your pockets.
Well, all I've got in my pocket is some money. See, there's a five and some... And some...
Oh, that's it. You're allergic to money.
Huh?
Here, give it to me.
Now, just a minute. Now,
Hurry, dear. Hurry before you blow it away.
I'm not a...
Just untie and hand me your billfold.
Okay. Here.
Thank you, dear. My goodness, I wish you had developed this allergy when we were first married. What a wardrobe I'd have.
Now, you're not going to spend the money on something silly like that.
Oh, well, of course not, George. I'll use this to buy something permanent.
Like what?
Like a permanent.
Oh, fine.
And besides, what do you care? Isn't it wonderful not to be sneezing anymore?
I'll have to admit, I haven't sneezed since I gave you the money.
Hey, you must never touch the awful stuff again. Lucky you have me to protect you from it.
Well, as long as I'm allergic to it, I guess from now on you'll handle all the money in the...
Oh, quick, George, hold your nose.
Gracie.
Oh, you know they say sometimes it takes a whole month to get over an allergy. So I'd better keep the money a month, huh? A week? Until tomorrow? 5 minutes? You want it right now?
Right
huh?
Now, right now.
Oh, here.
Thanks. Now you can forget the permanent wave.
Oh, I'll bet I'm the first woman who ever had her hair sneeze straight.
Well, you would look pretty good.
I'll answer the door, and then I'm going to the market to shop for dinner, dear. You try and relax.
Okay. Hello, Gracie. Is George back from his vacation yet?
Oh, yes, Meredith. I wish you could keep him company while I run to the market. He feels terribly low.
Oh, well, I'll cheer him up, Gracie.
Ah, you sweet Meredith. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, before I go, Meredith, I just want to say I thought you were wonderful on the summer show.
Well, now that's a coincidence. So did I.
Goodbye, Meredith.
Goodbye. And there's a sweet girl. Well, now to cheer up poor old George. Ah, there you are.
Hello, Meredith.
I've come to dispel your melancholy mood with good fellowship and friendly chit-chat.
Later, Meredith. I don't feel good. I've got an allergy, and I'm...
An allergy, eh? Curious. I recall a similar case in my hometown of Mason City, Iowa.
Later, Meredith.
Old
I'm not...
Frank Gallagher had the darndest allergy, sneezed from morning to night.
That's too bad. See you later, huh,
it
Meredith?
Got so bad that he couldn't hold a steady job. Just picked up a little money standing in front of windmills when there wasn't a breeze.
A little later, Meredith. I don't feel...
Worst
well.
Of all, George, the doctors couldn't tell what he was allergic to. They kept testing him until he had more than 500 scratches on his body.
A little later,
but it had its brighter side. Old Frank was a devoted son, and he persuaded the doctors to arrange those scratches so that they spelled mother.
In about 2 or 3 months.
Well, sir, every test failed, but one smart doctor finally figured it out. Old Frank was allergic to himself.
No.
Yes. Old Frank thought it over, and he says, well, if I'm allergic to Frank Gallagher, I'll change my name. So he changed it to Joseph W. Henneberry.
That cured Gallagher?
Yep. But now Henneberry sneezes from morning to night.
Is that the end of your little story, Meredith?
Yes. Except that I'd like to add a word of warning. In treating this allergy, beware the excessive use of drugs. Remember, a little dope goes a long way.
You can't go too far from me, Meredith. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Sit down, George. Dinner's on the table.
Oh, boy, am I hungry. I'm sure glad an allergy doesn't keep you from eating.
Oh, and I've prepared a wonderful dinner. Steak.
Mmm.
Your favorite vegetable.
Wow.
And fresh fruit.
Oh, boy, let's get started.
All right, here's your steak.
What a beauty. Look at the way my knife slides through it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there's nothing like a tender, juicy steak.
George, you sneezed.
I did?
Yeah. Oh, what a shame. You're allergic to meat.
Gracie.
Slide it over on my plate there.
But, Gracie, I can't live without meat.
Oh, of course you can. Look at George Bernard Shaw. He's a vegetarian, and he claims he'll live to be 300 years old.
But I'm not interested
oh,
in...
Oh, well, think how wonderful it would be if you lived 300 years. Why, you might even live long enough to get that new car we ordered.
Gracie, Shaw can live 300 years if he wants to. I'll settle for 150 and a piece of meat.
Oh, remember your allergy, dear. Here, have some vegetables.
Well, I guess I'll fill up on the veg.
Yeah.
And the veg.
Oh, well, now you see, that leaves only the fruit. Well, don't worry. They say monkeys live on fruit. Here, have some.
Thanks. I'm so hungry, I think I'll eat these bananas and skins and...
Hand me the fruit, dear.
But I've got to have something.
Well, don't get panicky. You can't have meat, vegetables, or fruit, but you can eat anything else.
Yeah, like rocks and an old umbrella. I tell you, Gracie, I...
Oh, George, if we don't cure this allergy, you won't be able to do our radio broadcast.
Yeah. I might sneeze right in the middle of one of my songs. I better see. The April showers may come your way.
Oh, dear.
Those green flowers.
Oh, that would be terrible, Sugar Throat.
Say, I'll tell you what we ought to do, Gracie. Hire Frank Sinatra to stand by.
Well, how would that work?
Well, Frank would be on one side of the mic, and I'd be on the other. And I'd go into my song, and if I sneezed, he'd pick it up.
Uh-huh. If you sneezed, who'd pick him up?
I never thought of it.
The first part of a September 1946 episode of the Burns and Allen Show. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. George and Gracie's bandleader Meredith Wilson was a native of Mason City, Iowa, and his hometown inspired his fictional community of River City, featured in his most famous work. Can you name that hit stage musical? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com sprinkles Stardust by Artie Shaw on this essential 3-CD collection of 72 unforgettable instrumental hits. Buy unforgettable instrumental hits now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code BONUS33 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Experience the romance of some enchanted evening and dance the night away to the Blue Tango at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code BONUS33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Duster Mama, don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. And here's Marcy Hopkins, host of Wake Up with Marcy.
And how my life started changing. And then I add in there introspective work and prompts for the reader so they too can start their healing. And also there's action items, because no matter what we do in this life, we can say we want change, and it doesn't matter in what capacity, but we must do the work and we must take action. It's so important.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about Burns and Allen Show's musical director, Meredith Wilson. And I mentioned that that composer's real hometown of Mason City, Iowa, was the inspiration for his fictional community of River City, featured in his most famous work, a certain hit stage play and subsequent film. Well, the answer is The Music Man. The original Broadway production opened in 1957, and it starred Robert Preston as Harold Hill. Preston returned to the role when it was made into a film 5 years later. I'm Greg Bell, and we are all out of time. But hey, take a little time, folks, and visit us at our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.